Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we've got another jam-packed broadcast lined up for you today. We have Mark Crutcher, the filmmaker of MAFA 21, Black Genocide, the 21st Century America, getting into the eugenicist because it dovetails with headlines like this one, Beckham's a bad example for families and calls to make it the law that you can't have more than two children. You know, how dare people have children? I want to look at eugenics and why the shadow government military-industrial complex is spiking the food, the water, with sterilants and carcinogens, the most important information we could cover, we are going to be covering today with our guest. Big news, bullet tax proposed in Baltimore, a dollar per bullet. This is the way they're planning to strangle the Second Amendment. We'll continue to look at Operation Fast and Furious and the fact that it ties directly to the White House, shipping guns all over Latin America, not just Mexico, as a pretext to knock out their competition in the drug trade and also blame the Second Amendment for violence in Mexico and south of that southern North American country. Rupert Murdoch, just minutes ago, is being grilled by a parliamentary inquiry in the United Kingdom, and someone tried to throw white powder on him and failed. And that is just breaking, so we'll continue to track that as it unfolds. You know, Princess Diana told her butler and friends, and even made a videotape that the government confiscated. They were unable to get her diary that also said the same thing, that Charles has told me he's going to kill me in a staged auto accident. That's a favorite intelligence agency way to kill you. It's a CIA MI6 favorite. And even despite the fact that then there was evidence they did murder her, the government inquest said that no such thing happened and that the Easter Bunny was indeed real. Same thing happened with the Hutton inquiry with Dr. David Kelly, who was going to blow the whistle on no WMDs in Iraq. He was the head WMD inspector out of England of the UN. They, of course, murdered him, even though he told folks, quote, I've been threatened, I'll be found dead in the woods. He was found dead in the woods. Continuing, somebody's coming to get me, terrified phone-hacking whistleblower from News of the World feared for his life before he was found dead. In the middle of this giant scandal that could bring down the Prime Minister, David Cameron, with calls for his resignation, calls for Rupert Murdoch to stand down, and the fact that two major police chiefs of both the Scotland Yard and the Metropolitan Police Commissioner have had to stand down, and others, the head of News Corps over in England has been arrested. None of that matters because the police say from the minutes after finding the dead body that they don't think foul play is involved. Kind of like the girlfriend of the big pharmacological CEO out in L.A. who was found hanging, bound, and gagged dead from the front railing days after the kid fell down the stairs and died. No big deal. You got deaths going on in a house, kids falling downstairs, dying, people hanging from ropes dead. I mean, you might as well have Freddy Krueger dancing around, slicing people up on television. They'll say it's a natural cause of death. You know, they shotgun you twice in the head like Gary Webb for exposing CIA drug trafficking. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, they could find me, you know, cut up in little pieces in a bag, and they'd say that I committed suicide. I will never commit suicide. Never, 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 never. If I get cancer, I will fight it like Darth Vader. I will go through every regimen there is to hang on to life because I love it, and I want to continue to fight the globalist. I will never, 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 no matter what anybody says after the fact, commit suicide. Never, 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 never. Now, that seems obnoxious to say never 27 times. But the reason I did is because the D.C. madam on my show said she would never commit suicide. Her landlord said she was being followed and being threatened. She was taking documents to her mom's house before she went to prison, and she was found hung in her shed at mommy's house. Then they had some so-called friend who didn't even know her pop up and say, oh, she said she was going to commit suicide. So if that ever happens, that person's a dirty globalist agent and a liar.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live, my friends. It is Tuesday, the 19th day of July, 2011. Rupert Murdoch had somebody try to throw, it appears to be a small pie on him, during the parliamentary inquiry into the hacking scandal, threatening to bring down the News Corp empire in the United Kingdom and perhaps worldwide, with criminal investigations now opened, not just in the UK, but also in Australia, and moves to do so here in the United States. Now, with all of that said, the White House has announced they're going to leave at least 15,000 troops permanently in Iraq, and is renaming them diplomats. Kind of like a year and a half ago, they renamed the 50,000 combat troops combat support troops. So more lawyering, more semantical games. And in Paul Watson's article that we'll be going over later, he breaks down the fact that Bob Baer, former high-level CIA officer, and Debka File, which is an Israeli intelligence-linked group, and others, are saying that the war is on for September against Iran. Now, that doesn't mean that's going to happen, but the military has been told that Israel is planning strikes against their nuclear facilities, their power-generating facilities, and their enrichment facilities coming up in September. Now, the military's been told that U.S. troops are going to go in late September, early October, into Libya. But now the French and the Italians have come out, who've been driving the war, and have said, give him time to step down. And reportedly, he's talking about stepping down. The reason that has some credibility now, previously they said he was going to step down in the last 4 months, it wasn't true, is because they're calling for a ceasefire while they either jockey their rebel al-Qaeda forces around, that the White House is now officially recognized as the government, or because they are planning to let him have some type of exit strategy or stratagem out of the country. And that would certainly be a good thing. I'd rather not have a new war over there, even though it means the globalists will grab tens of billions in gold and take control of the largest oil supply in Africa and then suppress the pumping of the oil so they can artificially jack up prices. I would really like to not see a new war over there in North Africa and a lot of dead U.S. troops and dead Libyans. So that is certainly some good news on that front. Getting into the latest news on the whole phone hacking situation. You know, the top police chief of Scotland Yard stepped down over the weekend. The head of News Corp over in the UK was arrested. Now the head of the Metropolitan Police, the police commissioner, has also been forced to step down due to connections to reported bribery. And this is how the whole thing works. And there's a lot of old news coming out now, resurfacing, about News of the World hooked into British intelligence and military intelligence, digging up dirt on politicians during the 1990s. And this is basically like WikiLeaks, but an old tech version of it, where different branches of government want to sabotage each other, generally so they can climb the ladder and get into power. It's all part of backstabbing. And so instead of having WikiLeaks release information to engage in infighting, they would have News of the World and other tabloids do it. And of course the Metropolitan Police are involved. Of course Scotland Yard is involved. Of course British intelligence is involved. And this is a Labour Party backed up by BBC fight against the Tories, backed up by News Corp that is taking over the media. And BBC is scared and has literally a fraction of the listeners and viewers they had just a decade ago. And so this is an attempt to keep state-run media in charge. Either way, it's bad. I mean, you've got the neocon arm and you've got the liberal Fabian socialist arm, and they're just running around fighting with each other. Make no mistake that at the end of the day here, this is nothing but an internal fight going on. And you know George Soros is heavily hooked up with the Labor Party, Gordon Brown, the globalist, the Fabian socialist. On the U.S. front, we have had Media Matters now reportedly over a year ago, but it came out a few months ago in Politico. The documents, the memos from Media Matters saying we will physically infiltrate News Corp, Fox News. We will sabotage it. We will destroy it. We will go in and get employed there, and we will sabotage them. And that is espionage. And that's publicly admitted, and I pointed that out at the time that it was criminal. And pointed out that if anybody else did this, it would be illegal. What do you think Fox News and its European subsidiaries are doing? They're phone hacking. They're breaking in. They're tracking politicians. They're getting fed dirt by police as part of a political manipulation. And that's illegal. And they should be punished for it. But Media Matters is on record with that memo that they openly bragged about once it got leaked, probably by them, because it's a positive article in Politico. And that's a tactic. They knew this was going to come out, so they had Politico come out and report on it like it was a wonderful, cutesy thing to do. Oh, look, they're going to infiltrate. Oh, look, they're going to get into News Corp and destroy them from within. I mean, that's illegal. I mean, if a memo came out that say I had people working for me at InfoWars, and I said, let's get jobs at the Austin American-Statesman, and let's dig up dirt on them internally, but also let's sabotage them. Our mission is to destroy them. I would be arrested for racketeering organized crime, and I should be. That is racketeering. That is organized crime. That is sabotage. If I climb the fence, hypothetically, say, you know, let's say I had a company that sold natural gas, and I had trucks that went around town. And if I climbed the fence of my competitor in the middle of the night and went in and sabotaged equipment and then called in safety violations to the state board that deals with safety and then had them shut down for a few days, and it was in the news that they had safety violations and they lost customers, if I was caught, I would be charged with organized crime, racketeering, and sabotage. Okay, these are serious, hardcore felonies. If you did that, you would be. In fact, I meant to do it yesterday. I'm going to cover this more later in the broadcast, coming up in the third hour. I'm going to reprint that Politico, because I want to read from the memo itself. I forget the exact headline. It was, if you want to pull it up, it was something like Media Matters Memo, Infiltrate Fox News, Destroy It From Within. And you can pull up the Politico article that has the memo in it. And so my point is, yeah, there it is, Media Matters War Against Fox, and that came out a few months ago, and you can just pull that article up. That was from March 26th, so I guess 4 or 5 months ago. Time flies. And so there it is. We're going to print that and later cover it. So that's what I had to say about this. Prosecute Rupert Murdoch to the fullest extent of the law. But at the same time, we need to see a prosecution of George Soros' outfit, Media Matters. I mean, the thing is tax exempt when they are an ardent political arm of the Obama administration on record and brag that they get walking orders and marching orders from the White House, and they're funded by George Soros, and they're saying infiltrate and destroy media companies. That's what's going on with News Corp. Now, I told you last week, over a week ago, in fact, it'd be great if YouTubers, you know, on the Alex Jones channel would pull up that, because I don't have the staff to sit there and show you every week how I was right last week. And I said, listen, this goes a lot deeper with what's happening at News Corp. It's an internal fight. If you're in good stead with the globalist, they will let you engage basically in bloody murder. It's impossible to get in trouble. This is an internal fight. And I said, don't make no mistake, major corporations, Fortune 100 especially, most of them are bigger than the GDPs of major nations. Out of the top 100 GDPs, over 50, pull up the numbers, Forbes reports on every year, over 50 are corporations, not countries. They have mercs, they have spies, they have sex operatives, they have hitmen. In most major cities, good old boys that run the town have hitmen. It isn't just Italian mafia. There's plenty of wealthy old families in Austin. I mean, LBJ had hitmen when he was in Congress. But I'm not going to get off into all that right now. The point is that this is how the real world works. And I told you there were going to be hitmen involved over a week ago, repeatedly. I said, they've got hitmen, and if this continues, there's going to be deaths. Well, what's in the Daily Mail? What is in BBC? Someone's coming to get me, terrified phone hacking whistleblower, feared for his life before he was found dead. That's right. And it goes on. The man who launched the entire phone hacking scandal had become paranoid. Oh, see, he's paranoid. It's like looking both ways at a four-way stop. That's not paranoia. That's common sense. A paranoid recluse who believed someone was out to get him, a friend has revealed. Sean Hoare, who was found dead in his flat in Watford yesterday, had spent much of the last week of his life hiding in his flat with the curtains drawn. Told folks they're coming to get me, just like Diana said. Prince Charles told me he's going to kill me in a fake auto accident. Favorite way of Western intelligence to kill you. Well, they have the movie Syriana based on Bob Baer. He's telling the guy he wants you to kill him. He goes, I want you to drug him, put him in a car, and run a truck into it. That's a true story. I want you to drug him, put him in a car, run a truck into him. She told the butler that. She shot a video. Scotland Yard confiscated it, but they didn't get her diary. It's in her diary. What did Hutton say? What did the Hutton inquiry say about Dr. David Kelly, the head weapons inspector, who said it's all a lie about WMDs? He sent an email to friends and colleagues saying, I've been told I'll be found dead in the woods. They murdered him. Better than a hammer. Found dead in the woods. Slit wrist, no blood at the scene. We're going to come back with this. Now, who murdered this guy? We'll be right back.
Deadlines and commitments, what to leave in, what to leave out.
Against the wind, we were running against the wind.
Okay, so
we found ourselves seeking.
This guy's now been dead since yesterday morning in England. And within 20 minutes of them announcing they found the dead body, the police walked out to the press cordon and said, we don't think there's any foul play. Okay, a guy is telling his neighbors and everybody that they're out to get him. He's scared for his life. He's the person that blew the whistle and said, no, this goes directly to the head of News of the World, who himself openly works for David Cameron. Okay? Now, he's dead. And the police out of the gate say, we don't think that there's anything suspicious about this. How asinine is that? And, of course, the police, you have the police chief of London, incredibly powerful position, the commissioner resigning. You have the head of Scotland Yard resigning, one of the oldest law enforcement agencies in the world. You have all this going on, and a guy at the center of it's dead, and the police say nothing to see here, move along. And there's articles out calling people conspiracy theorists today in the news if you think this is suspicious. There's news saying it's suspicious and that you're a conspiracy theorist if you think the big pharma head's girlfriend being found bound and gagged, hanging from the front balcony 4 days after the son fell down the stairs and died later. Two people die at a house in a week, and the police say no foul play. Hanging from a rope, bound and gagged. And I've seen it in Austin. This Palestinian activist professor, gutted, wrist slit, bound with duct tape, mouth, hands, legs, thrown into the water, into the Colorado River, in downtown Austin, and the police said, oh yeah, he bound himself and did all this and threw himself in. That's who runs America. That's who runs America. We need to stop being little children. This is who runs England. Stop being naive about government. The man who launched the entire phone hacking scandal has become a paranoid recluse. See, he was paranoid. He's dead now. He's a conspiracy theorist. He's evil. Who believes someone was out to get him. He's dead now, but he's, you know, a friend has revealed Sean Hoare, who was found dead at his flat in Watford yesterday, had spent much of the last week of his life hiding in his flat with the curtains drawn. Last night, a friend and neighbor claimed Matt Hoare, 47, had become increasingly reclusive and paranoid in recent weeks. He would talk about someone from the government coming to get him. He'd say to me, if anyone comes by, don't say I'm in. He was physically going downhill. He was yellow in color and wasn't looking well for the last month. He had a constant struggle with alcohol and talked to me about how much he had put his wife through. He did say something about phone hacking, and I think that was his main worry. Yeah, no kidding. He was had definite concerns with the media. He did mention he was paranoid and would mention conspiracy stuff. See, conspiracy. He's at the center of something that is very probably going to bring down the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom. The two head police chiefs in the country have had to resign. They've arrested the head of News Corp. There's bribery scandals, intelligence ops, spying on Parliament, all of this coming. David Cameron runs to South Africa. All of this is going on, and you are a conspiracy theorist if you are the guy that released all this info and is the key witness. The key witness. And you tell people they're out to get you and you die. Princess Diana said, Charles told me he's going to kill me in a fake auto accident in a video and in a diary. Scotland Yard raided. On record, got the video, not the diary. It got out. That diary's public and has been out for many years. Newspapers have reported on it. Charles told me he's going to kill me in a fake auto accident. That'd be like if I said, my wife told me that if I don't shape up, I'm going to be found dead in the lake. And then I'm found dead in the lake. And there's a video and a diary. They're not going to question my wife. I mean, this is incredible, ladies and gentlemen. Same thing with the Hutton inquiry. It came out that Dr. David Kelly, head weapons inspector, said there's no WMDs. He was going to testify. He told his friends, I'm going to end up dead in the woods, I've been told, but I don't care. I'm going to tell the truth. People walk up in the park at dawn, see five men in black uniforms, or was it four, run away from his body. This is on record. The police come and say, nothing to worry about. He slit his wrist. No blood at the scene. Then it was, oh, he took pills, two undigested pills. They murdered him. They murdered him, and he said they were going to murder him, but still the police say it's suicide. So there you go. Bunch of other key news coming up on the economy. Stay with us. Stay with us.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned.
Okay, my friends,
around.
We are going to be taking some
and
of your phone calls. The toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. I mentioned some of this yesterday, but I want to get into it in more detail today, and that is a lot of high-level intelligence sources in the U.S., Israel, and Europe are saying Israel is intending to strike Iran in September, and the repercussions of that are just unbelievable. I promise, because I didn't get to it in detail yesterday, I'm going to cover that in the third hour today. I am also going to get into the public admission of George Soros' Media Matters that they would infiltrate News Corp and destroy it from within. Now, that is rivaling the stuff going on with News Corp and its divisions that are unfolding and taking place over in England. But if you want to not wait to the third hour, you can go read the article at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. 15,000 U.S. troops will remain in Iraq, renamed diplomats. And then in this article, it gets into the reports that There is a plan to attack Iran in September. So that is coming up. Now, again, the toll-free number to join us on air today is 1-800-259-9231, and we will get you up and on the air. We have several guests joining us today. We have Corbett from the Corbett Report popping in the last 30 minutes to look more at the mysterious death of the key whistleblower at the heart of the hacking scandal and bribery scandal that threatens to bring down the British government. And he says, people are after me. I've got to hide out. I'm in danger. There's a government conspiracy dealing with the hacking. He's found dead. The cops within 20 minutes walk out and tell the media, no foul play. We don't think anything's going on. Before an investigation was even done, go away. That's always the sign. Oh, we just found the Pulitzer Prize winner who wrote about the government drug dealing, had a new book coming out in a few months. We just found him shot twice in the back of the head in California at his home. He told folks people were breaking in his house and threatening him, but we believe it's normal to shoot yourself twice in the head. It'd be hard enough to be able to bring a hammer down on your fingers once, much less twice. Can you imagine trying to shoot yourself in the first the back of the head and then blew his jaw off in the side of the face with a shotgun? Can you imagine? I'm tough. I can shoot myself once with a shotgun, and I'm so tough that I shoot myself in the face. That's how tough I am. Let me shoot myself in the back of the head here. Let me shoot myself from the side and blow my whole jaw off. Because I'm tough. Yeah. Princess Diana, Dr. David Kelly. Now this poor whistleblower. They come out and they say, I've been told I'm going to get killed. Someone's coming to get me. There's a conspiracy over this whole hacking situation. Oh, gee, he's the key witness in everything. No one would think anything of him just suddenly dying. No, no. And they actually say, you know, in the articles, there's a whole bunch out today, don't be a conspiracy theorist, okay? You know, if a kid falls down the stairs and dies, and 4 days later, the woman who was watching the child, the girlfriend, is found hanging from a balcony, bound and gagged, hand and feet, dead, and the police, within minutes, come out and say, no foul play, move along. We don't think this is suspicious. That's normal. That's normal. Don't be a conspiracy theorist, okay? Governments never kill people. It's like that line in The Godfather 1 where Al Pacino character is talking to his girlfriend, and she says, come on, Michael, that's ridiculous. Presidents and senators don't have people killed. And he says, oh, who's being naive now, Kate? Oh, come on, Michael. Come on, Michael, because you know she knows he's been involved killing people to protect his dad. And she says, Michael, it's terrible that they're killing people. It's horrible. And he says, Kate, that's how things are done. That's how presidents and senators operate. And she says, Michael, presidents and senators don't do things like that. And he says, who's being naive now, Kate? Stop being naive. They're going to kill me. I'm hiding out in my house. I'm the main witness, bringing the whole government down. Dead. Please come out. Okay, news media. Nothing to see here. No foul play. Move along. Yeah. You know, back in the early 90s, it was a joke when you'd get Ark incited with your arms, legs, head cut off, and they'd say it was a suicide. Or shot off the road, you know, hundreds of bullets in the car. Wow, they just came in here with another insane headline. This is up on Infowars.com. Arkansas town seeks to ban free speech, formation of groups. I remember hearing about this a few days ago and couldn't confirm it, but here it is, local Fox 16. We're going to play that coming up later. Mayor Ernest Nash commented, this is America, even though this is Gold, Arkansas. It's still part of America, and in America, you can't just vote to take away somebody's constitutional rights. Well, why not? They do it out in Courtsville, Courtsite, Arizona. Yeah, I told you about Arkansas. We're talking about Quartzsite in Arizona. I've seen a lot of newscasts where they go, we have daytime curfews in this city. And it showed people driving out of their neighborhoods, having their IDs checked. And they said, martial law is in effect. The city council voted for it. Why not vote? Then you can be put into work brigades for the city council. Well, that's all under federal executive orders. And the threat fusion centers are teaching the cops how. G-O-U-L-D, I guess that's Gould, Gold. Arkansas is a small town of 850 people. In the city council has its ways, those 150 people will be barred from gathering together to discuss city matters without approval from the city government. Well, why not? Bill Clinton started it, Bush expanded it, and Obama cemented it. That you want to demonstrate against him, you got to get a permit. Of course, they deny him most of the time. And then you're off at a free speech zone miles away where nobody can see you. And then a lot of times the riot police just show up and go ahead and rubber bullet you for good measure. And if they don't have an excuse, they openly hire thugs that work for them to turn a trash can over. The cops then wave them off. They've been caught all over the world doing it. Canada, U.S., England, Switzerland, Italy, Greece. And then they rubber bullet the crowd with women with baby strollers. Now, this is how tyranny's done. Mayor Ernest Nash has completely opposed the plan and is willing to go to court rather than see the ordinance pass. This is still America. You can't vote and violate people's constitutional rights, he said. Last Monday, the city voted to ban groups from gathering or forming without city approval. Ha ha, boy, that's freedom. That's redcoat behavior. That's North Korea. Sonja Farley, a member of the city council, said that no matter the group, if anyone meets to discuss the city, the meeting must be approved by the city. You don't meet to talk about what the city's doing. Boy, you better believe they don't want folks getting organized and getting them out of there. We got to get somebody on about this. You can't just come in here and get with four people and decide to start an organization, Farley said, adding, you will go through the city council with legal documentation and get approval. You want to start a group of bird watchers. She said any group. You want to start a group for pro-Second Amendment. You want to start a group exposing illegal immigration. You want to start a group for illegal immigration. You want to start a group that's for land rights. You want to start a group to get the city council member kicked out in the next election. You don't do that. You don't pack your school children in Chicago. You don't pack your children's school lunches. You can't be trusted. They said parents can't be trusted. You can't have a garden without approval in your yard. The TSA is going to stick their hands down your pants. This is Agenda 21. Everywhere, the feds are coming in and getting city councils to do test cases. This is not isolated. These reports are coming out every day now. Let me tell you, that's a town to go to. That's a town to go to. I mean, I'm tempted to drive up there and get out with my bullhorn and call on people to meet me from all over that region, all over the Ozarks, and to call to form a group for the First Amendment in that town and see if they arrest me. And these are the type of towns where they'll give you a couple good old whacks in Boss Hogville. Look at this, Enos. Get in there. Why, you Roscoe Pico train, you think you're going to meet? Talk about Boss Hog. You ain't going to do that in our town, boy. And let me tell you, it doesn't just go on in Boss Hogville. It goes on everywhere. We've got, in my film Truth Rising, footage of cops walking up to people who even have the permits to demonstrate peacefully with a sign in front of Larry Silverstein's offices, and they walk over with private thugs who look like something out of Central Casting and The Goodfellas, and they tell them, listen here, pal, I know you don't have a bomb, but I'm going to call it in and say you do. And by the time they figure out you don't have a bomb, it's 30 days in the hole. And Luke Radowski and others say, we're going to stand our ground. We've jumped through all your hoops, which they shouldn't even have done that, for the permits, but they instantly arrest you, though. We're going to stand here. And he goes, all right, then watch this. Calls the cops. He goes, officers, as you see, it's a weapon, a bomb. And the cops go, that's right. They actually talk like that. You think I'm joking? Oh, yeah. Oh, look at the camera. It's a gun, too. Let me tell you what you can do here, sonny boy. You can leave this right now with you and your friends and get off the street because Larry don't like it inside. Or we're going to arrest you for bombs and guns. And Luke, at that point, was so freaked out by the pure evil manifest that these were felonies being committed out in the open. openly saying, we're going to frame you. And they're so sure in themselves, they said, now here's your camera and get out of here. They are so secure, so sure of themselves, so powerful because we've laid down for so long that they didn't even erase the tape. They said, now get out of here. Get out of here. I mean, go watch the video. I mean, it's like a cartoon. I've seen Looney Tunes cartoons that make fun of gangsters, and I always thought that was a stylized. No, it's worse than a cartoon character. Guess who's going to jail? Guess who's going to jail? You think I'm joking? I can cue that up. I can't even do it as good as he could. With a pipe. He's got a pipe while he's doing this. A guy smoking a pipe. And then I got other footage. A cop's come, even ABC reporters going, well, we're here filming a news event on the sidewalk. Get out of here. And the cops got their bellies hanging out. They're all dressed like goons with their hats back on their head. They're smoking cigars while they choke the guy and laugh. Hey, look at this reporter. We run this town now, boss. We run the town now, boss. That's the same thing in Arkansas. You don't come around here. You don't meet in this town unless the city council says you're allowed to have a political organization. We don't care what kind of organization it is. Ain't that right, boss? Exact same evil. The same spirit in North Korea. The same spirit under Stalin, under Mao, under Pol Pot, under Fidel Castro, now spreading its black demonic wings over the republic. And they're going to stick their hands down our pants, and they're teaching our kids to spy on us, and mommy can't pack lunch, and you can't have a garden because you are prisoners. All right, I said I'd go to your calls. And I've just got incredible news everywhere. I haven't even gone to the key story here. In fact, where is it? Where is my key story? Oh, my God. I can't even keep track of this anymore. I've got all this economic news. I've got David Beckham reignites hypocrisy of overpopulation alarmists. They're saying something has to be done to the family for having four children. How dare you? We've got another report that the Hadron Superconducting Super Collider showed evidence that it is solar particles that are the main driver of climate. And so they've classified that information. It's like 2 years ago, the UN at the the United Nations at their Copenhagen Global Government Taxing Summit, they came out and they said, first thing, we're going to have a vote. And vote that the sun doesn't affect climate. And that was headlines. The sun doesn't affect climate. And Princess Diana wasn't murdered. And Bill Clinton didn't lie about having sex with that woman. But Keebler elves are real. I mean, this is the magnitude. Because they want to say that it's cows passing gas. There's always been bovine running around the planet. It's part of the atmosphere. They want to say carbon dioxide we put off that plants then use and then put off oxygen, the life cycle, that's evil. So they can take over and decide who can have a business, who can operate, and who can't. They're all exempt. And now it's come out in the Age newspaper that, oh, they found what all the other scientists have found around the world. It's the solar particles, but other particles coming in from space, this has been known for 20 years, that are forming the nuclei that form clouds. Why do you think clouds always form? Meteorologists have always known this during the day. They didn't quite understand it. But the big driver is you're facing the sun. That sucker is powerful. It's cooking. You know, when the earth tilts away from the sun, the side we're on, we get winter. It's we would be absolute zero within less than a day if the sun went out. It doesn't affect climate. Okay. The moon doesn't affect it. They also said that. It drives the entire ocean system. That's what the tides are. And they had known that thousands of years ago, but the UN waved a magic wand and said, up is down, down is up. Next, they'll say grass isn't green. Next, they'll say an SRT-8 isn't fast. I mean, these people make me want to throw up. And so it comes out, oh, Hadron, in their test found that, oh, yeah, these nuclei are farming clouds. Oh, classified doesn't fit into their Easter Bunny scenario. So I've got that here in my stack, and I'll go to your calls the next two little segments. Then we got a guest coming on, and I don't know, the guest is great. I don't know how long we'll hold him because I got a lot of news I got to get to today, and we got Corbett popping in the last 30 minutes, and the whole situation going on with the Rupert Murdoch. And again, the hacking itself, the rest of it's only the tip of the iceberg, but that's important. I do want to remind listeners that there is a Midas Resources deal that's running only for a few more weeks, I'm told, where you can get Big Brother, the Orwellian Nightmare Come True, free, along with the documentary, The American Dream, excellent animated documentary about the banker takeover of society. You can get these two things free when you get two silver dollars for $80. Free shipping, a free film, free book. The silver dollars now, that's at below cost, but Ted Bottomman silver drops, he can pass that savings on to you. That's how he can do these loss leader deals. I'm told he actually loses a little money on these, even though he bought the silver when it was lower. Two silver dollars, $80, free shipping, free American Dream DVD, film, and a free Big Brother Orwellian Nightmare Come True. Shipping included. $80, all of it. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. Your calls straight ahead. And yes, up is up, down is down, black is black, white is black, liberty is freedom. Baltimore, they're proposing to put a $1 tax on every bullet.
Some folks are born, made to wait to
fly. Oh yeah, the tyranny is at every level of government. And why not? The folks are mesmerized by their iPhones and iPads and American Idol. This is coming up at the 8 after. I'm going to play this entire newscast. But this is out of Arkansas. Here is the clip where they're saying you cannot assemble. You cannot start a bird watching group, a Second Amendment group. This is the essence of martial law. Here it is.
An ordinance in a small Arkansas town is getting national attention. It's a story you saw first on Fox 16. The ordinance forbids groups to meet without city council approval. And although it's aimed at one citizen's group in particular, it encompasses anyone mentioning city business in a conversation. Fox 16's Katherine Johnson talked with an attorney about this, and she joins us now live.
All right, let's stop right there.
What this attorney had to say about it.
Yeah, we have to talk to an attorney to tell us it's wrong. All right, let's go to your phone calls. I'll play the rest of it coming up. That's from Fox 16 out of Gould, I guess, is the name of the town. John in Chicago, how are you doing, sir?
Great, Alex. That's that piece on Arkansas is a good, and then your digression into New York and Luke Rudowski is a great segue to the point I'm going to make. Apparently, things are standing down in New York for the 10th anniversary. There's not much going on, and you could really give us a shot in the arm if you would come on out and.
I need to do more. You're absolutely right, but I can't do more. I mean, I was thinking about going out there, but I have to launch the daily TV show. We're putting a lot of work into this September 1st. I'm way behind on the social network, like a year. All of this is pretty much ready to do. I can't do everything. And you're not criticizing me. A lot of folks criticize that I'm not doing enough. I'm trying as best I can. Folks are criticizing Ron Paul, saying he's going to retire if he doesn't win the presidency. He's 75. He'll be 76 when it's over. It's up to all of us to be leaders. That's why I have other people on to promote them to be leaders, is because I can't do it all.
I understand, Alex, but I know you did say in the spring that perhaps you should be there due to the 10th anniversary, yeah. But everybody's standing down and moving to Toronto for events for some reason.
Yeah, well, here's the deal. I appreciate your call, John, but I'm going to say this again to you. I could do as many radio and TV interviews as I want, and I reach millions of people on those every week. Other people's shows. I don't even do those because I'm busy with my own projects, a lot of them. Electronically, I am reaching 3 million people a day. About 1 million on the websites, more than 2 million every day on the show. So it's over 3 million. 3 million. 3 million. Large portions of those new, tuning in every day. Okay? I reach hundreds and hundreds of millions a year on YouTube alone. Now, I can go to New York and I can rally and have 1,000 people follow me around and chant and stuff, or they can do it on their own. Okay? It's good to get in the streets, and I do get in the streets. I just stormed the Texas Capitol twice in the last month and a half. Another thing is I go to events, they sit COINTELPRO on me with camera angles and, you know, deceptive hoaxes they run. And I'm not scared of that. It's just, why should I all the time constantly put myself out there? Folks see me at events, I don't have a bunch of bodyguards. You know, but at the same time, I am here in this operation having a huge effect. And, I mean, here's an example. If I do a special YouTube report or PrisonPlanet.tv report, after it goes from PrisonPlanet.tv to the YouTube channel, it'll reach on average in about a month 1 million people. Couple hours work, 1 million people. Million. That's 10 100,000 person sports stadiums packed. I mean, I reach every 6 months on YouTube conservatively more people than watch the Super Bowl, 70 million. But see, it doesn't have all the flash, and I'm not arrogant. I don't put on airs. And so people don't recognize what we're doing here, how big it is. We're huge.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, let's go to Joshua in Florida. We've got several guests coming up. Joshua, you're on the air. Welcome.
Mr. Jones, how are you today, sir?
Good.
You know, you alluded yesterday to another amazing suicide that took place. Actually, today is the six-year anniversary of when Private First Class Lavina Johnson beat herself up, raped herself, burned her genitals, shot herself in the head, and then burnt the Halliburton tent that her dead body was found in.
Well, so are you a conspiracy theorist? I mean, Diana said Charles told me he's going to kill me in a fake auto accident on video and a diary, and it's proven they killed her, and it was all staged now, but so what? And this other guy said that they were going to kill him, and after him, he was the main whistleblower who could bring down Rupert Murdoch and the prime minister. He's found dead, but they call it a conspiracy theory to even question the cops within minutes of finding the body, saying it wasn't foul play. You're supposed to just believe what you're told, okay?
Well, I have to agree. I think these people who question this are really like anti-American seditionists. I think they should probably be executed with no trial. Because this is America, we can't have people questioning the government. This country was founded on bootlicking, Alex. You know that.
Well, the land of the bootlickers, home of the cowards. And, I mean, look, all over the country, city councils are firing mayors they don't like outside of law, banning free speech, banning assembly, banning founding any group without their permission. You can't have gardens. That's happening all over the country. I mean, this is freedom, pal. And this is good. This is great.
There's some local tyranny going on here in Orlando. I think you've covered it, where they have a city ordinance here to where you can't feed share food with homeless with greater groups of 25 or more within 2 miles of City Hall. And I've actually gone down there on several occasions to document this. And I keep asking the police, like, is there any law you won't enforce? So I've got police officers on record when I say, you know, if they say it's against the law to practice Christianity, will you arrest people? Yes, we will if it's a law. If it's against the law to own firearms, we round people up. Hey, if it's the law, we'll do it. So it's very alarming, this blind.
Isn't Orlando the town? I've seen a bunch of towns where they arrest you en masse. You know, I mean, even if you hand a homeless person a sandwich, they'll have like 20 cops there arresting preachers and people and really getting off on it.
Yeah, they actually had a sting. They did a sting here where once they passed the ordinance, they had cops dress up as homeless people, and they did a head count. And it was legal to feed 24 and 25 homeless people, but they did a head count. And as soon as that 26th sandwich was given to the homeless person, they brought them in and started arresting people.
Well, good. I mean, I want to stop you right there. I've seen that video. This is good. I mean, you don't pack your kid a lunch in Chicago. You can't be. They actually said parents can't be trusted. You don't. We tell you what type of light bulb or toilet to have. We home inspect you without warrants. You're not allowed to have a garden in your yard. I mean, what type of sick freak are you, Joshua, to think that you, TSA sticking their hands in your pants. In your pants is freedom, man.
I think it keeps me safe. Like, you know, I used to, when I grew up in Kentucky, and all my family and friends had guns, and I thought that was safety until I moved to Florida, and I realized you're not safe until you have a bunch of guys with black ski masks and badges running around with Batman utility belts and fully automatic weapons on every street corner. That's real safety.
Well, real safety is where the government openly runs the narcotics and the hit teams, And the government hands out the guns to the gangs that they control to kill the rival gangs, and they get caught, and nobody gets in trouble, but there's, you know, 25 cops to come after people handing out sandwiches to homeless people and telling them the gospel of Jesus Christ. You see, that is freedom, and you ought to kiss the ground at that police department. You should worship them. How dare you? How are you listening to us in Orlando?
Well, they have you on 8:10 a.m. They play your whole entire 3-hour segment Monday through Friday on 8:10 a.m. I usually just listen web-based. But
all right, well, thank that station. We're getting a lot of listeners from there and a lot of contacts. And I know they have us up against Lord Limbaugh, so it's important to spread the word about that fine station there. Thank you so much. All right, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with more evil. You may hear folks call in who think it's all right to give a homeless person a sandwich or pack their own child a lunch. Oh, yeah, we got sickos here. Or people that have tomato plants in a box on their front porch. You heard me right. The FCC may shut us down. That was some serious profanity right there.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to be joined here in just a few minutes by Mark Crutcher, and he's a great researcher into eugenics and made the film MAFA 21, Black Genocide in the 21st Century America. And I thought I'd tie it into some of these eugenics books that we've been researching here, written by UN Prize winners, Nobel Peace Prize winners, you name it, all posing as, quote, liberals. You need to understand what's going on and how it dovetails with this article today that is up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. David Beckham reignites hypocrisy over overpopulation alarmist. Ultra-rich elitists lecture middle class on having less children, reduce living standards while living in opulence and procreating with gusto. All these eugenicists on average have 5 children. Private trains, jets, you name it, that is all coming up. Gold is at $1,601.05. We also have silver well above $40 an ounce as the dollar continues and other currencies to be devalued. That's coming up. But I've got to cover this breaking. A week ago, I got calls at the office. I'm going to be honest. A lot of times I get these calls, and another town's under martial law. Another town has checkpoints even during the day. Another town, I've seen towns in Illinois where they come into your house. And it's been in newspapers, but the newspapers write it, you know, like it's a good thing. And, you know, the Johnsons woke up to police code enforcers at 6 a.m. standing above their bed, checking to see if they had more than 2 toothbrushes. 3 toothbrushes would result in a fine, meaning more people secretly live there under code enforcement. I mean, I've seen this. I mean, this stuff goes on. And Americans bend over and take it, so it gets even worse. Well, you've seen Quartzsite where they say there's no free speech and arrest people during citizens' communication for no reason and fire the mayor when he says it's wrong, even though the city council can't. Arkansas town seeks to ban free speech, formation of groups, including bird watching, Second Amendment, any group they want. You've got to get permission if you even want to form a group to run somebody against them for council. This is directly out of North Korea. And I imagine federal courts will rule it's wonderful. Let's play part of this clip and then go to our guest. Here it is.
An ordinance in a small Arkansas town is getting national attention. It's a story you saw first on Fox 16. The ordinance forbids groups to meet without city council approval. And although it's aimed at one citizen's group in particular, it encompasses anyone mentioning city business in a conversation. Fox 16's Katherine Johnson talked with an attorney about this, and she joins us now live to tell us what this attorney had to say about it.
Well, it's interesting. The Gould City Council still believes that these ordinances actually carry some weight, and there's a very good reason for them. But when I spoke to the law school dean at UALR, he said they would only bring embarrassment to the natural state.
I couldn't believe that it was real when I first read it.
Disbelief is a common first reaction to Gould's latest city ordinances.
Well, the truth is, the city of Gould doesn't have the authority to tell anyone that they have no right to petition them, and no right to speak, and no right to exist in their city.
But that is just what the ordinances do, disbanding a citizens group, forbidding the mayor from meeting with people, and stopping any groups from forming if members discuss the city without council approval.
So the fact is, if it's aimed at this group, it also extends to you talking to your mother, or a church group, or any other group.
That's enough. You know, I shouldn't laugh. You can watch the rest of the newscasts at InfoWars.com, Fox 16. And at least Fox said this was wrong. I saw newscasts during the Obama campaign in Missouri, Illinois, and other states. We played them, and I got clips of it in Obama Deception, Fall of the Republic, where they said, if you criticize Obama, the police are going to arrest you. And they cut to the district attorney, and they said, yes, we will decide if something's truthful. If you say he's not a Christian, we will arrest you. Well, whether that's true or not, it's your right to say it. The point is, this is a power grab. And, you know, cops can't stick their hands down your pants without a warrant, but TSA says they can. Every hospital has to have radiology test before they can run x-rays. But TSA says they're exempt. They have no law. They just say, we have guns. We rule. I mean, Hitler didn't have the law behind him. He just did it. And it's time for folks to realize this country has political, spiritual, psychological, economic cancer. Now, I wanted to get into eugenics from the perspective of what's being done to black Americans. I've talked to NAACP people. I have talked to, quote, liberal black activists. And they say, I don't want to discuss black abortion because it's a sacrament for them. And I say, so if cops beat up a black gangbanger, that's a big freak out. Everybody weeps and wails and gnashes their teeth. But if 51 to 52% of blacks are never born in this country, oh, that's a wonderful, great thing. Okay. And you need to know the history of Margaret Sanger and the liberal movement. They said, we'll pose as liberals in public letters so we can kill these weeds. Those are quotes. Get rid of these weeds. Now, you need to expand on that, and we're going to our guest here. We have a whole article up on it today at prisonplanet.com, but here it is. Beckham's a bad example for families. That's the big football star, soccer star, and the very groups lecturing them, saying there should be a law against having more than two children. They're the ones that have five children or more, like Ted Turner, so we'll be talking more about that. This is a larger agenda. That's what the bisphenol A and the plastics is about. We have the government documents on that. We're going to be going over all of it today. But I take you now to Mark Crutcher, who I appreciate holding while I was ranting. And he's a pro-life movement, full-time, well-known national spokesman, LDI.org, lifedynamics.com. And he's got a syndicated radio show. He's on in Dallas, makes documentary films. I'm not going to belabor his long bio. But the point is that if you don't like government-run health care, they say you're a racist. Chris Matthews says that, and Carlos Watson, nothing to do with it. They play the race card. The truth is, at the end of the day, if you hang out with real mainline establishment liberals, they're really control freak Nazis who will giggle and laugh at you and admit they hate black people. I don't know if that's what Matthews thinks personally or Watson, but the people I've run into, including some black folks, think we need to kill blacks. I mean, this is a sacrament. And Mr. Crusher, do you agree with that analysis?
Absolutely. They see abortion. First off, you have to back up a little bit. These eugenicists, who most people think don't exist anymore, but they actually do. You know, it's kind of like from a spiritual standpoint, I've always said that one of the greatest tricks that was ever played by Satan is that he convinced people he doesn't exist. That gives him free reign to do whatever he wants to do. Eugenicists are in the same situation. These eugenicists have convinced people that eugenics is something that died with the Nazis, when in reality, it's more prevalent today than it's ever been. And these people are what I call the moneyed elite. The Ted Turners, the Bill and Melinda Gateses, the George Soros, Warren Buffett, T. Boone Pickens. These people believe that the world belongs to them, and that the rest of us are just kind of interlopers who they can decide to let stay or not let stay.
Oprah Winfrey, it's been in mainstream news that they, quote, meet secretly to discuss a, quote, global government to forcibly reduce population. That's Times of London. We'll put that up.
Absolutely. They believe that they have the right to sit down in a room somewhere with their fellow travelers and decide not only which individuals get to live and die, but which entire races of people are allowed to live and which ones will be forced to die. And it is a frightening world that we live in, because the American people have become anesthetized to all this stuff, and they're more concerned about who's going to play in the Super Bowl next year than they are any of these kind of issues. You know, I could go on the streets of downtown Dallas today, or you could, Alex, and we could stand there and talk about things that we have absolute irrefutable proof that are going on. And 90% like these things, and 90% of the same people that walk by would totally ignore us. But we, if we were standing there talking about the Dallas Cowboys or the Dallas Mavericks or, you know, the New York Yankees or something, we'd have people lined up around the block wanting to talk. And I think that these globalists, these eugenics people, the people who see the world as their playground, I think that to some degree they may have consciously created this situation in which they've anesthetized the public.
Oh, no, they've written a bunch of books. Edward Bernays, I mean, there's scores of books where they brag in the 20s and 30s that they were setting up this system where people will love their servitude, and where they arrest the development of men and women, where people are in a childlike state for all of life and giggle at anything serious.
Absolutely. That's where we are. That's where we are as a country. That's where the world has actually, we're following the rest of the world into over the abyss.
If you tell a lot of black people this, who are bought into the system especially, they'll say, oh, shut up, you're making that up, you're probably a racist. I mean, you're going, 52% of you were never born. This is a plan. They say that they want to kill you as weeds. They said they would pose as liberals, and a lot of black folks are so wedded to worshiping Obama, they don't even want to listen to you.
Well, yeah, but I'm telling you, Alex, we're seeing, since my Alpha 21 came out, we're seeing a groundswell of not these elitists that you're talking about, the people in the so-called leadership roles, because remember something, black leaders do not represent black people in America any more than our so-called white leaders represent white people in America. There is this disconnect between the leaders and the people they're supposed to serve. What I'm seeing is that a lot of blacks are starting to wake up to this and say, you know, I've always been suspicious about some of these things, this eugenic stuff, and why all the Planned Parenthood facilities are in our neighborhoods. And they're starting to wake up to this, and they're starting to see that many of their leaders, just like we're seeing in the white community, many of their leaders have sold them down the river.
Mark Crutcher's our guest. We're going to come back from break and give him the floor to get into his film, How Eugenics Was First Tested Out on Black People. The first IBM computer was to track blacks. Of course, we cover all that in my film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, which Mark years ago told me influenced his great film, Mafia 21, Black Genocide in the 21st Century America. You need to get this out to every American you know, black, white, Hispanic, it doesn't matter. We're all being targeted. We'll be right back.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Ladies and gentlemen, going to Mark Crutcher, who made the incredible documentary film Black Genocide in the 21st Century, MAAFA, or MAAFA, M-A-A-F-A, a documentary film, MAAFA 21. This is a short segment, long segment coming up. We'll get into more contemporary examples of this, but tell folks about the film, which, by the way, is available at Infowars.com if folks want to get the film, wake folks up. Support your great ministry. Support our work. The film is available at Infowars.com for folks that want to get it. But, Mark, break down what the film covers.
Well, basically, we start... We wanted to show people what the real origins of legalized abortion were. The American people have been sold this idea that abortion is about women's rights and privacy and reproductive freedom and choice and all those basically sales pitches that we hear all the time. The reality is that the legalization of abortion was just the latest tool in a string of eugenics tools that were used to wipe out the African-American race in America. And I know this sounds strange, but I think we do a good job of connecting the dots from the days before the end of slavery right up to today. We started with that premise that we would go backwards from legalized abortion. What was the motive behind it? What drove it? And where we ended up going backwards was in the days...
But that's not strange. That's where the first gun control in this country came from, was after Emancipation Proclamation. They said, we can't have blacks having guns.
That's right. And, you know, it's interesting. I went to a showing of my Alpha 21 in Arizona when I was after giving a speech not too long ago, and a black gentleman came up to me afterward, and he said, I had to come see this, he said, because it reinforces a lot of things I'd heard about it, and he said it reinforces a lot of things that I'd always thought. He said, now my particular issue is Second Amendment, and he said, did you know that the original gun control laws in this country were enacted to keep blacks from getting guns? And I said, well, I had heard that, but I said, I haven't studied. I can't say that I'm an expert in that field. He said, well, I am, and I can tell you absolutely that is the origin of gun control laws in America. And he said, so this idea that the origin of abortion and the origin of eugenics started with the effort to wipe out the black community is not strange at all to me. He said, it's not even remotely far-fetched. It makes perfect sense. He said, the things that I saw in this film tie up a lot of loose ends for me and explain a lot of things that I never understood.
Well, that's exactly what's going on. And up until even the 80s, there was still secret forced sterilization going on. And, you know, whatever's tested the black community is then moved out, you know, against everybody. And my research has gotten into the Rockefeller Foundation now with hormones added to vaccines. We have the total proof of that. Bisphenol A to reduce fertility. They are going after everybody in this system.
Yeah, and you know, we have a segment in Alpha 21 about the link between the American eugenics movement and the Nazis. And basically, the Nazi eugenics programs originated with the United States. I mean, Madison Grant, who is one of the head leaders of the American Eugenics Society, wrote a book that Adolf Hitler called his Bible, and it was about creating basically the master race. And Adolf Hitler referred to Madison Grant's book as his Bible, and he repeatedly said that his heroes and the people that he looked to for guidance for his eugenics programs in Nazi Germany were all American. And a few British, but mostly American. We also have to understand that Kaiser Wilhelm Institute in Europe, in Germany, that was the place where all the eugenics models were designed for Nazi Germany or for Nazi-occupied Europe, was actually funded by the Rockefeller Foundation and the Carnegie Foundation. So all of this, all of these links between the Nazis and the American eugenics movement, most people have no idea that this was going on. But in reality, it was. We were not clean in this situation, I can assure you.
Well, it's so important to get this film out to everybody because it gets even more sophisticated. If you look at the model, and we've got all the documents, we've published them, we've covered them in previous shows. I've got Aaron popping in later with us a little bit, Mark, to go over some of this. But if you go back to the 20s and 30s, as you know, they said, we've got to have the state break up the family. We're going to start with blacks. We're going to pay the women not to have a man in the house. Then we can institutionalize their males like they'd done Native American males. And we can then totally destroy these people. Then they put the blacks in the prisons. They turn into gangbangers. Then the society totally degenerates. They come out and push music and messages that destroy the black family. Now that model's used against everyone. We'll talk about that when we come back. This is how they destroy a group of people. And they're doing it to all of us, by the way, folks. We'll be right back. Stay with us. We are back live. I have one correction to make. For many years on Access TV in Austin, I've watched their television show, and it's in a radio studio with both radio mics and radio headphones and look like radio to me. And so I knew it was on in Dallas. So I was saying radio show. It's a TV show, but shot in what looks like a radio format. Find out more at lifedynamics.com. Of course, Mike Crutcher, very well known. And listen, we've got what's that, Jaron? Yeah, Mark Crutcher is our guest, and we've got Aaron Dykes popping in here in just a moment. But why do I go back over eugenics so much? Why do I talk about it, even though we've got all of this news and all of this information in front of us. Why do I spend almost every day at least 30 minutes on this? Because, ladies and gentlemen, and we got Aaron popping in a moment, we have read, it's got to be conservatively, over 100 books written by them. And these are the heads of the UN, the heads of UNESCO, you know, the IMF chiefs, the British royalty, the Dutch royalty, the mainstream news articles about how they have secret meetings and it's about population reduction. This is what they're obsessed with. This is what governs what they're doing. This is why they're coming out with vaccines that sterilize you whether you like it or not. This is why they're putting things in the GMO crops that are engineered in every major study to sterilize rodents, having the same effect on humans. Cancer doubling the last decade. Diabetes doubling. This is a big deal. This is a lot more important than Dancing with the Stars. And going back to our guest, I mean, look at this news that I've got here today. Beckham's a bad example for families. With a fourth child, the couple have joined the ranks of the irresponsible, population experts say. And then meanwhile, Ted Turner has five kids, all these big houses. Al Gore's got all, you know, this giant carbon footprint. The British royal family, their own trains, jets, yachts. The Rothschilds pushing this. These folks just want the earth to themselves. What's your view and take on that and how they're attacking the family?
Well, we had a story that we covered on Life Talk here a couple months ago in England where there's this group of people that are advocating that people are saying that people who have children are irresponsible and may be criminal because of the carbon footprint that every child creates on the earth. And they're actually saying that people who, if you slip up and end up pregnant, that the only responsible thing to do is have an abortion. And you're right about one thing. The hypocrisy of this is breathtaking, because you have these hypocrites like Al Gore coming out here talking about the carbon footprint, while he has a personal carbon footprint that's as much as some small town, and yet no one calls him to task for that. And it goes back to what I said earlier. These people, what I call the moneyed elite in this world, they consider the earth their playground. And the rest of us are just allowed here as we provide services. And we're kind of the servile class. And whatever we can do to support them is fine, and we're tolerated to that extent. But beyond that, like I said, this is their, this, the earth belongs to them. And they are the God of this earth.
Well, Mark Crutcher, I have gotten the textbooks going back over 100 years. I've shown them on air. We've made special reports, you know, with the material, where they openly said, we're going to destroy the family. We're going to put folks on welfare so they're dependent. Through education, we're going to lower the test scores and make people regurgitate information instead of actually having critical thinking. I've interviewed the former head of policy, Department of Education, in the 80s, where this was admittedly the goal. The lower down people didn't know. And they talk in these documents about the family being an anachronism, archaic, that needs to be eradicated. And again, we see the model being blacks. What, 50 years ago, they had less than 50% illegitimacy? And then, and I'm not bashing single parents, folks, but the point is that you have three times a chance of being in prison, or even higher when that happens. And with blacks, it's gone from below 50 to over 90% now. And the system just completely brainwashes and sells a culture of total criminality to black people.
Yeah, and they basically have set blacks up for failure. They have created an environment in which they, and I agree with something you said earlier, white liberals in this country hate blacks. Contrary to what they're going to tell you out in public, they hate the black race. And I think that they have set up a situation that was specifically decided as a way to get rid of blacks. And, you know, I'll tell you another group that has been victimized by this. A few years ago, I went to do a speech in South Dakota, and we were driving between Pierre, South Dakota, and Rapid City, South Dakota, and I saw a sign for an Indian reservation. And I had never, even though I'm right here in North Texas, and, you know, the Indian reservation's not far from here, I'd never been on one. I thought, well, I'm going to go, what does this look like? And so we got off the road, and we had some extra time, and drove down this little two-lane Blacktop Road and finally came to this Indian reservation, which is basically just a small little town. It was the saddest thing that I have ever seen in my life. If you go to one of these Indian reservations and you see the level of alcoholism and the level of the poverty and all the other social and cultural problems that exist on these reservations, what you're looking at is the design of white liberals. And what white liberals have done to the American Indian, the Native American, is far more criminal than anything that was done to them prior to the modern times. And I think that that's the model that they're using in the African American race, and now they're really branching out to go after Hispanics, as Hispanics have now become the second most populous race in America.
And Mark, let me stop you there. In my film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, that is an excellent complementary film to MAFA 21, Black Genocide in the 21st Century, we have a clip from a Texas legislative meeting with the head of the state of Texas psychiatry board being questioned by the representatives, and they say, why are 68% of foster children on an average of 7 psychotropic drugs? And he says they have bad gene pools. And that's what CPS says when they come take poor white children, black children, Hispanic, statistically to situations 5 times more dangerous than home, but with no oversight over government. And he went on to say that they basically are defective humans. Eugenics is their operating mode. And if you talk to a, quote, white liberal and say, we need to stop aborting all these black people, they say, are you going to adopt these blacks? When statistics show there are folks that want to adopt the blacks. In fact, more people want to adopt than there are even blacks being killed. Then they have black liberal groups come out and block whites or Hispanics adopting blacks. And that's being foundation funded by the eugenicists. They want those blacks dead. So it is racism to want to save black babies and, God forbid, raise them with whites, because then that would unify people instead of folks being against each other. This is so diabolical.
Well, let me tell you, as we were doing my Alpha 21, and as you know, in doing something like this, a lot of times some of the best stuff winds up on the cutting room floor. And I can tell you that you start picking up on trends and attitudes and things, and it became crystal clear to me that since the beginning of this eugenics movement that started, like I said, right before the end of slavery in America, this moneyed elite in the world has consciously tried to keep black people and white people and Hispanic people fighting with each other. Because as long as we were fighting with each other, we weren't seeing what the government was doing and what the moneyed elite were doing. And they had a vested interest in keeping us all at each other's throat. And I think the hope for all of this is that is when whites and blacks and Hispanics start talking to each other and saying, you know, wait a minute, something's not right here. I wasn't born hating you. Where did this all come from? And I'm telling you, I don't know how much studying you've done on the Third Reich, but one of the tricks that Hitler used was to keep all his top people fighting with each other, because Hitler was scared to death that if these people don't hate each other, they'll eventually join forces and come after me.
No, he would play them off against each other.
Absolutely, he made sure everybody there hated everybody else and didn't trust them. And in a sense, that's what the moneyed elite in this world has been doing for the last 150 years. They've been trying to make sure that black people and white people and now Hispanic people don't trust each other, hate each other, and don't speak to each other. And
well, that's called divide and conquer.
Absolutely.
And then all the leadership of the groups that represent the white groups, the black groups, the Hispanic groups, the Asian groups, you track them back to the very same Rockefeller, Carnegie, Bill and Melinda Gates foundations, where the leaders are funded by them. And so they will then do whatever the leaders say, even though they're eugenicist operatives. That's why a liberal black person will defend, and so will a white, more than half of blacks never being born, because that's now a liberal sacrament, and you are a racist for not wanting black people dead.
That's it in a nutshell.
And, of course, it makes no sense, but they know through tribalism, through divide and conquer, that's exactly what's going on. Mark, I want to bring Aaron Dykes in here, one of our great researchers at Infowars.com in a moment. But what are some of the other facets of MAFA 21 that people need to understand, and why is it important this film be shown?
Well, first off, I think one of the most, and you know, Alex, I've always thought when you do a project like this, when you're doing research, if you don't learn as much as you eventually teach, then it was a failure. And I can tell you that I learned things in doing MAFA 21 that I never knew before. I've been in the pro-life movement for 30 years, and there were things about it that I didn't know that I found out. One of those was that the original groups in America who were opposed to abortion were not the Catholic Church or any of the pro-life groups that we all know so well today. It was actually the Black Panthers, the Nation of Islam. It was the radical 60s civil rights groups who saw, this was before abortion was legalized, but they saw that that white liberals pushing for the legalization of abortion was an instrument that was going to be used to wipe out the black race. They saw that clearly. And we need to understand this is part of this thing of keeping us all divided, because when you start looking at, say, some of these 60s, the radical 60s civil rights groups, you think, well, the antithesis of that is white conservatives, when in reality, we have a lot more in common than you might think. And when you sit and talk with some of these guys, and I had a very unique experience here one day with a guy just literally walked up and knocked on our door and wanted to come in and talk. And he's in his 60s now. He was one of the founders of the Black Panther Party in North Texas. And he had seen MAFA 21 and saw that it was made here in Denton, so he lives here in Denton, and he came over to talk. One of the most interesting conversations I've ever had in my life, we talked for probably 2.5-3 hours. And it was amazing to me to hear how many things that he talked about in the civil rights movement in the 60s were so similar to the pro-life and pro-family movement that we have today, and how some of the things that we had to fight against, that we had to fight against today, they had to fight against back in the 60s. It was the exact same phenomenon, and they were treated the same way by the government. They were treated the same way by the media. The perception, I had this discussion with someone in the pro-life movement not long ago, and I said, he said, well, all these 60 civil rights groups were XXX, and he you know, had these preconceived ideas about them. I said, where did you get that information? I said, who gave you that particular view of these groups? And he said, well, it's just what I read and heard. I said, so the media gave it to you? And he said, well, yeah, I guess so. And I said, what do you think the perception is among people today in America of the pro-life movement? And where do you think they got that perception? The media gave it to them.
Well, let me expand. They also promote counterfeits, just like true constitutionalists founded the Tea Party in support of Ron Paul 4 years ago. The Republican Party 2 years ago openly came in, co-opted the name, and tried to take it over. It's the same thing. They do this every time.
Absolutely. And so, I told this friend of mine not long ago, I said, look, if you don't want to accept the media's portrayal of you as a pro-lifer, then don't just automatically accept the media's portrayal of this man here in Denton because he formed the Black Panthers here in North Texas. And the perception that you have of him came from the same people who you now say are liars about the pro-life movement. It's the same group of people.
Well, also, they take unstable people from all these groups and then give them attention. And just like a lot of black leaders that are radical turn out to be closet feds, most white supremacists like Hal Turner and others turn out to be feds. It's all part of their divide and conquer strategy. That's why I have the ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, attacking me on one end, and then the Nazis attacking me on the other, because it's all the same crew, and that's come out over and over again. I want to bring Aaron Dykes in, one of our researchers. We've got a shot here of the molecular vision of life. We've got all these eugenics publications put out by the eugenics group. We have the former head of UNESCO, a book about evolutionary studies, about Aldous Huxley's brother, Julian Huxley, where they admit eugenics is their religion. Aaron, chiming in on this discussion, researching this, is eugenics not the heart of the New World Order's religion?
It is absolutely at the heart of that, and I think it's tied directly in with their quest for centralization for a world state. And I think that really ties in with the value of labor. In terms of, I think what's really interesting in MAFA 21, I haven't seen it in about over a year, so I hope I'm not misquoting, but he talks about how they were happy to have population grow under slavery with the black community because they could use them to work in the fields, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But once slavery was ended, they had an incentive to decrease the population, thus the era of proper eugenics.
And now the globalists in all their publications, you've got some of those. I want to impart this information to our guest because he's influential, Mark Crutcher. Now they write, because of robotics and industrialization, they don't need any of us, and that's why they have the headlines, Why the Future Doesn't Need Us.
Well, that's the other thing about slavery. At the same time that was happening was the culmination of the Industrial
Revolution. The cotton gin, all of it.
And the Industrial Revolution ended in the monopolies that we see today amongst the Rockefellers, the Carnegies, the Fords, et cetera, et cetera. And those people have been looking to further centralize us. And, yeah, the rise of technology has further devalued the price of human labor, the value of it, to the point where they talk about openly killing us or using propaganda or psychological or biological techniques or all of the above.
And you're reading from their plans and expanding
to
on that.
The birth rate, or they'll keep us as pets, as kind-hearted liberals, just as George Brown.
And by the way, you have the actual quotes from him there. You're reading from Bill Joy, the owner of Sun Microsystems there.
Yeah, he's quoting Ted Kaczynski, who was talking about the new Luddite challenge. The Luddites, you know, revolted against the Industrial Revolution, devaluing human labor, whether they're right or wrong. Now we face a new challenge with technology, as they've continued to centralize society to take over entire countries, entire regions, steer them and control what's
And that's
going on.
What environmentalism's about, not the earth. It's about teaching you you're bad, you're worthless, to take on this group guilt so you will then allow them to bring in a post-industrial world and eventually euthanize you. We're going to come back with our guest, Ann Aaron Dykes, for two more segments. Then we're getting into the economy and a bunch of other news and your phone calls. I know folks are holding. You can hold till late after next hour, or you can call back at that time. And I got a bunch of news that ties into this, where they're telling you that you need taxes on you. A one-child policy. That's how it started in China. If you have one or two children, this is now being mainlined, and children are being taught that they're evil in schools. We'll be right back. This is the system, the belief system that drives the ruling class of the world, including the communist Chinese, where they have forced abortions. And now forced abortions being promoted here in North America. It's being promoted in England and Europe. And they have your children in the public schools. They are teaching them that families are bad, your parents are bad. I've read you the quotes here. It is outrageous that we're allowing this to go on. I want to go back for the rest of this segment, the next, to Mark Crutcher of LifeDynamics.com, who made the excellent film MAFA 21, Black Genocide in the 21st Century. We have it comboed at InfoWars.com with Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, that gives you the full spectrum of what's going on. But a lot of folks will say, so what? There are too many people. Remember, you're being targeted as well, idiots. For those of you out there that giggle and laugh about this and kind of fantasize that you're part of the ruling elite because you buy into this. Aaron, I want Mark to comment on some of your research, but get into some of the other quotes. I mean, when they say it's a religion, that's in the book put out by the Eugenics Society, worshiping the founder of transhumanism, who said he changed the name to transhumanism because eugenics was unpopular after Hitler.
Yeah, that's true. And we're talking about Julian Huxley, the brother of Aldous Huxley, who was the first head of UNESCO, part of the United Nations steering group to centralize everything and take control of the entire life process. That's really what it comes down to. And he talks about, first they quote a Dean Inge, who says, eugenics is capable of becoming the most sacred ideal of the human race as a race, one of the supreme religious duties. And then Julian Huxley says in his 1936 Galton lecture, I agree entirely with him. Once the full implications of evolutionary biology are grasped, eugenics will inevitably become part of the religion of the future, or whatever complex of sentiments may in the future take the place of religion.
And they admit that they can change any genetics they want. I mean, these are the people destroying the environment. with GMO mosquitoes released, fish with dozens of other animals in them, all sorts of genetic scourges already happening. And they talk about, well, it's like Ray Kurzweil. He says, I don't believe in God yet. I'm going to be God. These people, and by the way, the Wedgwoods, the Galtons, the Huxleys, the Darwins all intermarried and believed in the 1860s it would make supermen. Within two generations, hardly any of them, we cover the numbers in Endgame, almost all of them died or were completely retarded. And so the ones that lived, I mean, you look at the Huxleys and folks, they work crazy. Mad hatters, just like royalty from Egypt on interbreeding. Your comments on that, Mark Crutcher?
Well, yeah, and, you know, you mentioned Galton. Francis Galton is now considered to be the father of modern eugenics. He's the guy who actually coined the word eugenics. That word did not exist before Francis Galton made it up. And what a lot of people don't know about Francis Galton was that he was Charles Darwin's first cousin. And you're talking about people who were avowed racists. Darwin and Galton both wrote that Africans and blacks and aborigines, which we didn't have aborigines in the United States, but that they were basically indistinguishable from the highest form of primate, which they said was the gorilla. And if you read Darwin and Galton's writings, what they said was that the way to make the human race better was to get rid of the humans that were closest to the apes.
Well, sir, just 2 years ago, the head of the IBM Human Genome Bioweapon Program, you know it as the Human Genome Project, had to resign when he said blacks weren't human. And I mean, the point is, though, and they're not just for people that are racist out there. They're not just targeting black folks. They're targeting because they're not just saying they want to kill people they see as inferior. They also want to kill the bad sons, Northern Europeans that aren't under their control. Have you run into that research, Mr. Crutcher?
No, I haven't. But we concentrated on the area involving African-Americans, because I think that what they did with African-Americans is they wanted to prove a philosophical point. And then once you make the philosophical point that you can make the human race better by getting rid of one particular group, once you've done...
Stay there. Back in 1 minute.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, into hour number three. Got a ton of news coming up after this break. I appreciate Mark Crutcher joining us. This is only a five-minute segment. Aaron's got information to the stars about this stuff, where they call the populations they're going after targets. Now they said we got to get government health care in place so then we can force people to have sterilization and abortion for access to health care. That's what government health care is about. The Nazis had that. And all the same systems are being brought back, but it's liberal and trendy. Mark Crutcher, you were trying to make a point before we hit that break.
Yeah, what I'm saying is that I think that the eugenicists in the 1850s, 1860s decided that blacks could basically be a test case. They wanted to get rid of them, of course, but they had made their fortunes on the backs of these slaves, and now they saw them as a potential financial drain, so they wanted to get rid of them. But from a practical standpoint, I mean a pragmatic standpoint, I think they saw them as a test case, and they're saying, look, if we can make the human race better by getting rid of these blacks, then once we've got the American people or the people of the world to accept this philosophy, then there's no reason that it has to stop at just blacks. It could be Hispanics, it could be poor whites, it could be Italians, it could be, you know, Asians, it could be Chinese.
It could be David Beckham, because if David Beckham and Victoria Beckham can't have children, well, you can't either.
Absolutely. And so that's why it was so important to them to establish this principle, and the main target that they selected initially was the African Americans.
I want to get Aaron in here to add to that, Aaron.
The only place I disagree is that they started doing that worldwide starting in the early 50s. The Population Council was then founded by John D. Rockefeller III, who started these programs all around the world in nearly every third world country.
That's a RAND Corporation report in your little hand there.
This is a RAND analysis of that, the origins and evolution of family planning programs in developing countries. So you got the Rockefeller Population Council mixed with UNESCO, and I've read the documents there too, where they analyze the countries, the type of government. If they're centralized enough, they go for an authoritarian approach to birth control and, quote, family planning.
Chinese style, yeah.
Yeah, Chinese-style forced abortion.
Well, you got Julian Huxley saying it's a global government religion, and he's the founder of UNESCO.
Yeah, and they were...
It's only a few hundred scumbags.
And they talk about how to plant the messages in media, radio, television, films. They spend billions and everything.
Oh, no, I mean, that's why an average woman, sterilized by bisphenol A, all screwed up, breast cancer, you name it, will defend the system and say there's too many people. As they're murdering her, they feel like they're part of the establishment. Mark, do you run into that a lot, where the people who defend this, you know, think it's really cool?
I find it means more avaricious than that. And a classic example of this is Jesse Jackson. In the 1960s, Jesse Jackson was one of the people who was most outspoken against legalized abortion and the spread of birth control clinics in minority neighborhoods. And he was, I mean, I've got quote after quote. We've got a few of them in my Alpha 21, but we have found just dozens of things that he wrote in which he talked about this very issue, that they're going to use birth control and abortion to wipe us out. But the moment he decided that he wanted to run for president of the United States, and he saw that the Democratic Party was under the thumb of these eugenics people, he switched his tune. I mean, literally, this man went from one day saying, literally, that abortion and the legalization of abortion and the spread of birth control is specifically designed to wipe out the black race, to a few days later saying, the greatest civil rights issue of our time is a woman's right to choose. And the only thing that changed was he decided he wanted to be president, and he needed the money that these eugenicists would bring to the table.
And then they wreck the black communities with social engineering and say, see, we need to get rid of these people. And then they set the paradigm for, now we got to get rid of everybody because everybody's an evil carbon polluter, as Bill Gates has said. So they're moving on now to the general population. Mark Crutcher, the film, Mafia 21, available at Infowars.com. Thank you so much for joining us today, sir.
Well, thank you for having me on, and call anytime, Alex.
You bet. Look forward to speaking to you again soon. We'll be right back with all the other news and your phone calls. Stay with us.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, Stephen, Michael, Johnny, John, we're going to get to all your calls. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. Towns all over the United States are announcing there's no free speech, no right to assembly anywhere, period, without government permission, that you can't pack your children's school lunches in Chicago, you can't have gardens. And this has happened in every other case in history. Humans act the same. It's here. We were covering the Arkansas town of Gould. Arkansas town seeks to ban free speech formation of groups. That's Fox 16. Also in Baltimore, they're trying to move for a $1 per bullet tax on bullets. They've got more of the same old lies about polar bear cubs die as ice melts. Swims get longer. 5 out of 11 moms that swam long distances lost cubs, study finds. And when I saw this today, I went and looked up the old study because I've studied polar bears. This is part of survival of the fittest. This is what's always happened in the 100-plus years they've been studied. So they've moved to a more sophisticated model. 5 years ago, they'd say polar bears cannot swim. Look at them on that iceberg. They're going to die. Not telling you, hey, they're hunting beluga whale or walrus out there, and they sometimes swim up to 300 miles. Jaron was telling me that the last page has a Wikipedia stat stapled on it. Oh, right here. It says the polar bear is an excellent swimmer. An individual has been seen in the open Arctic as far as 200 miles. I've seen 300 from land. With its body fat providing buoyancy, it swims in a dog paddle fashion using its large forepaws for propulsion. It says polar bears can swim 6 miles per hour. When walking, the polar bear tends to have a lumbering gait and maintains an average speed of 3.5 miles. While sprinting, they can reach 25 miles an hour. The point is, you can go research this. Polar bears can swim. They're the best land swimming animal, and cubs always die. In fact, that's why they have two. Usually one dies. It's the same with many other species. Lion cubs, tiger cubs, a lot of them end up dying. And it's with humans previously, you know, because with eugenics, there's always veins of truth to it. On average, throughout history, around 40% of human babies die by age 5. That's always been the way it is. And so, yes, because of modern medicine, weaker individuals are tending to survive. And there are some statistical analysis that's showing that that's part of the slovenliness, part of the weakness that we see in the public. But also in the elites, you think we're decadent. Look how decadent they've gotten. And so, you know, it's literally the pot calling the kettle black here. I mean, look at the globalists. They are an ugly, ugly, ugly group of people across the board. Because the elites always try to intermarry to keep their wealth and power together. And so you get a lot of mental illness, a lot of psychopathic behavior throughout every elitist culture because of this inbreeding. Okay, I digress now. I've got all of this news to get to. And I want to go to your phone calls, and I'm going to go to your phone calls. I will go to your phone calls. And I also have this other news. CERN gags physicist in cosmic ray climate experiment. What do these results mean? Not allowed to tell you. Well, we already have hundreds and hundreds of other studies that the cosmic rays are what drive climate, particularly from the sun. And they've known this for at least 20 years, and they don't want that information out. I'm going to be getting into that. Of course, 15,000 U.S. troops remain in Iraq. They will be renamed diplomats. And the new war in Libya is called a peace action and kinetic action. And we've also got the reports in this article by Paul Watson where a lot of key sources are saying war is on between Israel and Iran in September. Doesn't mean that's going to happen, but that's what these sources are saying. We're going to report on what they say, and I promise I'll get to Dolan and everybody else that's holding here in a moment. But I wanted to bring Ted Anderson up to give us a gold and silver update and invite people to get involved in something. 11 years ago, I sleep really good at night. I told you to get gold at 300-something bucks an ounce, and told you get silver at $5 an ounce, and silver is above 40 today, gold above $1,601. This is in the dead time of the year of the summer. And it's all happening because they've announced they're going to further devalue the dollar and the euro. And the markets, of course, are going wild, and the economic numbers are coming in. I want to go over some of those. It does not look good because this is the wages of globalism. But, Ted, what's the latest on gold and silver right now?
Well, presently, gold hit a high today of 1605.80. Silver hit a high today of 40.57. Presently, right now, gold is at 1588.20. Silver's at 39.39, right on the nose. Just a real, again, very active market. Usually, you don't see this kind of thing happening in July. Even Bloomberg, I mean, today is reporting, it just says gold may rise, extended longest advance since 1975 sovereign debt crises. I mean, they're meeting in Brussels, and what I mean by that is the European government leaders, and I don't know why they say it that way, because it's the bankers that are meeting in Brussels, and the European government leaders are just puppets going with whatever they say, but they're trying to figure out how to break the deadlock over this Greek rescue. And we have a $14.3 trillion debt that here in the United States that they're arguing whether or not they're going to raise the debt limit. And if they do, that just means this country's going further down the hill, you know, and that will extend the debt so we can pay our current bond, I guess the bonds that are coming due. You know, the whole thing doesn't make sense. That's why there's so much of a rush to safe haven buying.
Well, Ted, I'm looking at all over the world. Copper thieves are stealing everything, even nailed down in Los Angeles when I was there last weekend. They were reporting that every day the bolted down steel mailboxes, public mailboxes are being stolen. A copper thief in South Carolina snuck into an energy facility and was electrocuted trying to steal copper wire. Crime is exploding everywhere. And I've got news reports where they're laying off police nationwide, but raising taxes. Where's the money going? It's going to the derivative debt that we were induced to sign on to that's not our debt and is impossible to pay back. So I just hope that people get involved in gold and silver today. Ted, people are insane if they don't get involved in silver and gold, because the laws of economics show that silver and gold are only going to go up as long as they devalue the currency. And they've signified that they're going to continue to accelerate the devaluation of the dollar. And the Chinese came out months ago. Ron Paul's pointed out as well. We've been technically defaulted for 3 years. And now they're monetizing the debt. This means Weimar Republic. This means Zimbabwe. And there's no way to turn it around. It's been designed to bring us into bankruptcy.
Sure has. And a great example of that is in 1964, a dime was made out of silver. It was a constitutional mandate that dimes were made out of silver. In 1965, they went to the copper nickel-plated dime. It now takes 30 of the copper nickel-plated dimes to buy one of the other dimes. It used to be one for one. That's what's going on in the marketplace. Alex, you've made it incredibly easy to get involved with silver, with the American Dream video, and Mark Dice's book. You know, two silver dollars, $80 delivered. You're going to get the video. You're going to get Mark Dice's book. You're going to get two silver dollars. Like you said, you sleep well at night because you've been recommending gold and silver. Well, let me tell you, the people that have been buying gold and silver for the last 10, 20 years are really sleeping well at night because they have something that is holding their value, and they're not watching their investments or their money that they've stored and put away devaluate and just continue to depreciate, you know, and buy less. They're watching it go up, or actually hold on to its purchasing power where the dollar continues to fall. And then every time you see this monkey business going on in Washington, D.C. about raising the debt ceiling, or there's another government buyout or bailout, or more printing that's going on, or the Fed is taking on more U.S. government treasuries, you can know that you're not a part of that, because gold and silver stands completely aside of that. There's no relationship.
Absolutely. And to explain how you can offer two silver dollars at $80, folks, you can't find them in the market for that anywhere. Two silver dollars for $80 when gold's again right at 40 today, and a book that retails at $19.95, Big Brother, The Orwellian Nightmare Come True, and the American Dream DVD animated documentary, which is really entertaining, and so it's good for the general zombie public. It's very well done, very entertaining. How can we give them a film that retails for, you know, $10, a book that retails for $19.95, free shipping that for these two, you know, the book, the video, and the silver dollars? I know it's costing you more than $10. How can you do that for $80? It's because when they drove silver down by $15, you knew what was going to happen. You went and bought a ton load of it. So now you can offer these videos and lose a little money, because I've seen the rate sheet on this. It is a loss leader, but that's how you can have a loss leader that's this good. I hope people take advantage of this special. But when they call, don't just ask for the American Dream special for the free book and free DVD and free shipping with two silver dollars at cost. Also, ask about the other radio specials on other silver coins, gold coins, francs, sovereigns, buffaloes, American Eagles, Maple Leafs. They got a giant list of radio specials that are super hot deals. Don't screw around. Get into gold and silver today. The toll-free number to call and order. Great brokers there to take your order or answer any of your questions. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. Get into silver and gold today, and then hopefully if you like the great deals Midas has, then you can call back with a bigger order later and actually support the broadcast. That's another thing you're doing. These deals don't really support it, but hopefully you'll call back with a bigger order later and support Ted that started this network 14 years ago and has stood behind Ron Paul with the Ron Paul Air Force and you know, just hundreds of thousands of dollars he's given to that. Just everything we're doing here. You can call and ask about the larger index of deals they have. Ask for the Alex Jones radio specials. 800-686-2237. 1-800-686-2237. Today, it's the radio specials by phone only. 800-686-2237. You cannot get deals better than this. Thank you so much, Tan Anderson.
Thanks a lot, Alex.
800-686-2237. All right, Steve, Michael, Johnny, Dolan, John.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up.
live, ladies and gentlemen.
Stand up for
Let's go to Steve in Florida. Steve, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, hey, good afternoon, Alex. I'm glad you had your last guest on and what you guys talked about with eugenics, because it ties in with what I wanted to bring up. You know this as well as I do, that a morally depraved and spiritually bankrupt people cannot oppose successfully and therefore defeat evil, and there's nothing that's the epitome of evil more than the New World Order. And I know that's why you focus so much on what their agenda is and what they're carrying out.
Well, look, the ruling class has published hundreds of books that we have bought and read by the entire leadership. All they talk about is spiking food, water, and vaccines with stuff to give us cancer and sterilize us. The cancer's doubling. The diabetes, they're murdering us. 50 years ago, you couldn't find kids with cancer. Now they're everywhere. I see children in public at restaurants. Half of them look like they're mentally retarded. They're murdering us, and we can't get mad at the public for being ignorant and dumbed down. They've been under chemical and biological and radiological attack. They've been putting radiation particles in our drinking water for 50 years. I mean, they're killing us. Of course we're screwed up. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, and so here's what I wanted to say. You know, there's one element of the New World Order's agenda. You may have touched on this briefly, but I haven't heard you cover it at length. And I'm not being like the guy I called earlier trying to get you to do things when you're already so busy and people that accuse you of not doing enough. That's a facade. But here's what I want to say. Back in the 30s through the 50s, the Rockefellers and the Ford Foundation funded what became the catalyst to destroy the moral foundation of this country.
Yeah, they funded funded the fake counterculture.
No, not even that. The work of Alfred Kinsey. This guy single-handedly destroyed the moral foundation of our country and set us up to be the willing slaves of the New World
Order. No, and he wrote books and said that was his plan. And then was it Skinner or was it Kinsey? I've read it, who wrote Beyond Good and Evil. And then they talked about one of them kept his son in a box till he died, and now that's hailed as loving and liberal. I mean, no, these people are just absolutely monstrous. They promote pedophilia, you name it.
Well, the thing with Kinsey is, Alex, I mean, you talk today about abortion, and we have divorce, and, you know, out of wedlock births, and, you know, on and on. I mean, the pedophilia.
And folks think it's all cute and funny. Well, you notice with all that comes depression and collapsed society. So, folks, you think it's cool? You're going to get a front row seat to hell. And I'm not talking about when you die. I'm talking about society is degenerating.
Right. What I'm saying is, though, in the porn industry, this is all tied into the work of Alfred Kinsey. And there's a woman, Dr. Judith Reisman. You go to KinseySyndrome.com. She's done tons of research because one of her child was molested, and that's how she got into this. And the porn industry, I mean, vehemently opposed her. And, Alex, I'm telling you, this guy Kinsey is the key to where we're at in America today. The globalists know this. They funded him, and they got the laws on the books changed in the U.S. penal system now against sex crimes. And, you know, we've got all this other stuff going on, and it's because of the work of Kinsey. And so if people will check that out, man, you're going to find out that that's really why we're
No, no, no. They admit that they want to destroy every basic underpinning so they can remake us in their image, which is absolute hell. Hell on earth. Let's talk to Michael in Florida, another caller from Florida. Welcome, Michael.
Hey, Alex.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you and your guests, you guys are right on point. You know, I see a lot of these things happen. I'm white, black, and Native American. And, you know, when my wife was pregnant, she used to, you know, disrespect me and be like, I'm going to abort the child and stuff. And, you know, she went ahead and sicked the child support people on me just to, like, and gives me war about.
No, under the fake liberal system, they admit this when they set it up 100 years ago. They said the women will be the house slaves. We will train the women to go to the state, and that the state's really their husband. And then that's why a lot of women are like, I'll use the state on you, while they're drinking their bisphenol A that's going to give them breast cancer, while they're feeding their baby in bisphenol A that's going to make the boy effeminate.
What I wanted to say about this conspiracy, because I heard you talking to the dude that, you watch YouTube and all this little stuff he was saying. It's like they want to support lies. okay? And if by uncovering these things, there's a paper trail that goes back not only to the money in this country, but documents, books that they wrote. You know, I hope you revamp some of your videos, because a lot of things that you said have actually happened. So people saying conspiracy versus what actually is, that needs to get out there.
No, I hear you, sir. Fall the Republic, Obama deception, made 2 years ago, all came true. I mean, you watch those, it's like we had a time machine and took you into the future.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I saw this a few days ago and never knew really what to make of it, but I'm going to cover it now. All non-Africans, part Neanderthal, genetics confirm. Is your heritage is a non-African, you are part Neanderthal, according to a new study in the July issue of Molecular Biology and Evolution. Discovery News has been reporting on human Neanderthal interbreeding for some time now, so this latest research confirms earlier findings. Damien Labuda of the University of Montreal's Department of Pediatrics and CHU Santa Justine Research Center conducted the study with his colleagues. They determined that some of the human X chromosome originates from Neanderthals, but only in people of non-African heritage. This confirms recent findings suggesting the two populations interbred. Labuda was quoted as saying in a press release, his team believes most, if not all, of the interbreeding took place in the Middle East. What's the Bible say? It says there were different groups of humans that intermarried, and the sons of men manipulated the genes. While modern humans were migrating out of Africa and spreading to other regions, the ancestors of Neanderthals left Africa 400,000 to 800,000 years ago. Who knows if any of that's true? Evolved over the millennia, mostly in what are now France, Spain, Germany, and Russia. They went extinct or were simply absorbed into the modern human population about 30,000 years ago. Neanderthals possessed the gene for language and had a sophisticated music, art, and tool craftsmanship. See, the eugenicists, that's why they think whites are superior. They've been saying this for 100 years, that Northern Europeans are part Neanderthal and have different brain makeup. So they have not been all that unattractive to modern humans at the time. In addition, because of methods were totally independent of Neanderthal material, we can also conclude that previous results were not influenced by contaminated artifacts. And this work goes back nearly a decade ago when Labuda and his colleagues identified a piece of DNA called haplotype in the human X chromosome that seemed different. They questioned its origins. Fast forward to 2010 when Neanderthal genome was sequenced. The Human Genome Project, boys and girls, the eugenicist operation. The researchers could then compare the haplotype to the Neanderthal genome as well as the DNA of existing humans. The scientists found that the sequence was present in humans across all continents except for sub-Saharan Africa and including Australia, the aborigines there. There is little doubt that the haplotype is present because of the mating with our ancestors of Neanderthals, said Nick Patterson of the Broad Institute of MIT and Harvard University. Princeton did not participate in the latest research he added. This is a very nice result, and further analysis may help determine more details. David Reich at the Harvard Medical School geneticist added, Dr. Labuda and his colleagues were the first to identify a genetic variation in non-Africans that was likely to have come from an archaic population. This was done entirely without the Neanderthal genome sequence, but in light of the Neanderthal sequence, it is now clear that they were absolutely right. The modern human Neanderthal combo likely benefited our species, enabling it to survive in harsh, cold regions the Neanderthals previously had adapted to. Variability is very important in long-term survival of a species. The scientists went on to say every addition of the genome can be enriching, you know, hybridization. They say the Neanderthals also had ancestral memories. Call them instincts. Very interesting, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know what you call them, but I sure have strong instincts. Okay, continuing here with the news, ladies and gentlemen. CERN gags physicist in cosmic ray climate experiment. What do these results mean? Not allowed to tell you. And then it goes into, how do I know the results? It says they found basically the same thing that the previous studies did by separate scientists working on this project, and they found more than 20 years ago, hey, it's not potash or volcanic ash that's the main driver of nuclei that helps form droplets. It's different particles, many meteorites by the billions that come into the atmosphere, other tiny particles, charged particles, solar radiation, the list goes on and on, coming in. And that's why, obviously, when you're facing the sun, there's a lot more of these and cloud formation during the day, not just causing evaporation. And they don't like this. That's why the UN came out 2 years ago and said, look, and I'm going to your calls in a minute, said, hey, it's our carbon tax event, Copenhagen. We're going to have a vote here of the politicians that the sun does not affect climate. It's all humans. And they struck the gavel and said, that's right. We vote the earth is flat. Copernicus is wrong. And now when CERN finds this, and this is in the Register newspaper, they're not allowed to report their findings. But then it says that it was researching the other findings that found it's the main driver. See, if they can't blame climate change, which is, of course, the climate's changing all the time. It was once one continent. Pangaea. I mean, did humans doing that? Did cows flatulating do that? No. Cows didn't exist then. CERN gags physicist and cosmic ray climate experiment. The chief of the world's leading physics lab at CERN in Geneva has prohibited scientists from drawing conclusions from a major experiment, the Cloud Cosmic Leaving Outdoor Droplets experiment, examines the role of energetic particles from deep space play in cloud formation. Cloud uses CERN's proton cyclotron to examine the particles. CERN Director General Rolf Dieter Hauer told Welt Online that the scientists should refrain from drawing conclusions from the latest experiment. I have asked the colleagues to present the results clearly, but not to interpret them, yes, reports veteran science editor Nigel Calder. Why? Because Hauer says that would go immediately into highly political area of the climate change debate. One has to make clear that cosmic radiation is only one of many parameters. See, they're telling you, oh, we found that this is the main driver, but there's many things. No, buddy. The UN says no effect. My breathing is the main effect. In fact, I'm going to fire devil gas out right now. I'm blowing out carbon dioxide, just death. In fact, if one of my crew came in here and I was to breathe on them, it would kill them. Not the bad breath. The carbon dioxide, nerve gas devil weapon. Because they say so. The unusual gagging order could have been issued because the cloud results are really, really boring, muses Calder. Oh, that's a joke. Or is it, could it be that the experiment invites a politically unacceptable hypothesis on climate? The cloud experiment builds on earlier experiments by Danish physicist Henrik Savismark, who demonstrated that cosmic rays provide a seed for clouds. Tiny charges and changes in the clouds covering the Earth cover, tiny changes in the Earth's cloud cover could account for variations in temperatures of several degrees. The amount of ultrafine condensation nuclei, UFCN material, depends on the quality of the background drizzle of the rays, which varies depending on the strength of the sun's magnetic field and the strength of the Earth's magnetic field. How much so? Speaking at a private event attended by L. Reg earlier this year, the scientist who has nothing to do with the cloud experiment wouldn't be drawn. He said he thought it was one of four significant factors, man-made factors, volcanoes, and regime shift in the mid-70s and cosmic rays. The quality of and quantity of cosmic rays, therefore, has an influence on climate, but this isn't factored into the IPCC, that's the UN group's consensus science at all. CERN has joined a long line of lesser institutions obliged to remain politically correct about the man-made global warming hypothesis. It's okay to enter the highly political area of the climate change debate, provided your results endorse man-made warming, but not if they support the heresy that it is the sun that alters the climate by influencing the cosmic ray influx and cloud formation. Let's hope he's been misquoted. The precedents aren't happy. Okay, stopping right there, then I want to go to your calls and some other news before we end the broadcast today. As I babbled through that, I'm not a teleprompter reader, sorry. You know what? I'm going to admit something right now on air, and I'm going to apologize to everybody. I have been an extremist, evil person, reading hundreds of studies that have come out in the last 20 years that the sun is the main driver of climate. That is extreme, that is sickening, and that is ridiculous. Everyone knows the sun has no effect on the Earth. The giant gas ball that heats the planet and is the source of all life. I'm sorry. Everyone knows. I was having a little slip back into reality there. I want to be politically correct. Whoa. When the UN says, like the Vatican said 500 years ago, that the Earth was still the center of the universe when it was proven by Galileo that it wasn't, they were reasonable. It's good to have a bunch of old men that knew nothing about science telling a scientist he was wrong. And it's good to have the UN politically vote that the sun doesn't affect climate. I mean, that's common sense, folks. The sun does not affect climate. We have the four seasons because there are hundreds of little magic fairies that fly around the Earth creating light. And when they go to sleep, that's night. When the fairies wake up, that is causing the sun to shine. I mean, the light to be there. Excuse me. I was being extremist again. And so... It's totally reasonable that humans are evil and bad. We should all pay carbon taxes to Nate Rothschild and Al Gore and Bill Clinton immediately because, after all, they're trying to save us. And they also were talking about, you know, what's actually happening in Australia and Europe, huge taxes on all farm animals, sheep, cows, chickens, because they pass gas, methane gas, namely, and that's going to kill the Earth because there weren't birds and bovine and sheep living in giant herds and flocks all over the planet previous to domestication. In fact, I've looked at actuaries on it. There were actually more bovine, water buffalo, yaks, that whole class, that whole group, buffalo in North America, they didn't exist. And thank goodness, if they did exist, that Al Gore would have gone in a time machine to tax them, because if he wouldn't have gotten a time machine thousands of years ago when there were all these forms of cows running around eating and passing gas with their multiple stomachs, we would be dead right now. Do you understand how deadly creatures on this planet passing gas is? It actually makes up our atmosphere, but it's evil. It's evil. Okay? So, I just, again, I just can't believe how, thank God they're taxing cows. They're so evil. And by the way, plankton and bacteria let off gas. Oh, yes. Oh, my gosh. They're going to kill us. And trees put off oxygen, even more evil. I mean, with a straight face, they sit there and tell us carbon dioxide's evil. When they've done ice core studies back 200,000 years ago and found it to be 14 times higher 200,000 years ago, and that we're in an oxygen carbon dioxide starved level, and that our atmosphere is actually thinner than it was from the different ice core and mud samples they've gotten out of peat bogs. But again, the sun does not affect the climate. That's like saying these lights in here don't illuminate me for the camera. It's that ridiculous. But I am politically correct. And I think it's reasonable the royal family says you shouldn't have more than one child, and Ted Turner says it when they've got four or five children. I think that's reasonable. I'm sick of people that don't do what Al Gore says. Johnny in Colorado, another sicko. Go ahead, Johnny.
Hey, sir. It's an honor to talk to you.
Hold on. You don't think the sun affects the Earth, do you?
Oh, I really think it does.
Oh, whoa, extremist. Oh, okay, sir, did you just get out of a mental institution?
No, I did not. I learned that in elementary school, though.
Well, those were the old America. Those were people. You were probably actually in an Al Qaeda base. Did you go to school in Afghanistan?
No, right.
Only backwards Taliban would teach that. I'm sorry, extremist, climate denier. Go ahead, evil one.
I guess I'll start with that. Yeah. Over the past week on the radio, I've been hearing about this new agenda or this new radio ad, and it's called 350.org. And it's basically them talking about if carbon dioxide goes over 350 of the atmosphere.
No, she's like, we've had more disasters than ever. Everyone's in trouble. It's time to stop denying it and pay Al Gore all our money.
Yes, I've seen it. We're going to play it in a moment. Go ahead.
They're saying, like, the world will end if it goes over 350. Like, all life on Earth will end.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if carbon dioxide was 14 times higher. I know, it's sir. If they're trying to save you right now, Nate Rothschild needs more yachts. He owns the carbon trading company you're going to pay. He only wants to save you.
Right. And then also I heard the cops in Colorado now are starting to have those license plate scanners.
That's good, so yeah.
That really sucks.
But all over the country, they're banning free speech, too. Isn't that good? Soon they'll say it never existed. You'll be a conspiracy theorist if you ever said you had a right to own a gun. I'm serious.
So if it doesn't get there.
What other extremism, Johnny, did you call in about?
Actually, I want to comment on that guy that was like, you need to do more. And then I think there's nothing more important, or one of the most important things that you should do is your social networking theme. Because Google just came out with the social networking, Google+, YouTube just came out with the social networking, and I really think if you make yours, people will jump on that. And
I know, it's a money issue. The IT folks we've got are always busy fixing old things, and we're trying to hire another person. It's all monetary, and I'd rather have a commercial-free show, but people need to buy the books, buy the videos, buy the T-shirts, because that's how we fund this whole thing. God bless you, Johnny. In fact, just for Johnny, here's the TV ad, the radio ad. Okay, we'll play it during the next segment. We'll go to another call right now. Let's go ahead and talk to John in New York, another person that probably thinks the sun is what heats the earth. These people are crazy. John, go ahead.
Oh, what a fool I am. I do believe it.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Alex, I just want to let people know Ron Paul's having a Ready Aims Fire Money Bomb today to help him build momentum for the August 13th Iowa straw poll. His website's ronpaul2012.com. And I think if he wins the early primaries, the mainstream media won't be able to marginalize him. What do you think?
I agree, and he's bigger than ever, and he's winning a lot of the big straw polls in places like New Hampshire. We need to 100% get behind Ron Paul.
He's halfway there. He's at 231 right now. He's trying to get 500,000.
But you see, if I say Ron Paul doesn't exist and laugh at you, are you a conspiracy theorist? Ron Paul doesn't exist.
Well, you had his brother on, so he exists.
No, but see, that's the level it's reached now. When the TSA grabs your genitals and you say, don't do that, they then call you a conspiracy theorist. Now even saying, I like Chevy better than Ford, if you have an opinion other than what they tell you, it doesn't exist. So the sun doesn't heat the earth. We never had free speech. Parents shouldn't be able to pack their kids' school lunches. You shouldn't be able to have a garden in your yard. And I'm not sure Ron Paul even exists.
Well, I've seen him, and I got to believe it.
Oh, sure. The New York Times just 4 years ago, or 3 years ago, said I was delusional and was at an imaginary Bilderberg group meeting in Virginia that Hillary and Obama were at. And I called the media and said, there's the Secret Service. They just drove in. The media laughed at me. And then the New York Times came out when they made the film about me, New World Order, and said that I was having a schizophrenic episode at a hotel that the world elite were there. So see, I'm insane, you're insane, the sun doesn't heat the earth, you're evil. We'll come back with a video about how the earth's going to end if you don't pay Al Gore.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, the main broadcast ends in 5 minutes. And I'm going to just do 5 minutes of the next hour as internet-only, Infowars.com, audio stream, PrisonPlanet.tv, so I can get to all the callers, at least, that have been holding the longest. Who's up next here, John? All right, it's Dolan, Matthew, Kevin, JC. I'll get to those four, at least. Sorry to the others. But I wanted to play this ad. We couldn't find the one we found last week where they really fear-mongered, but Ellen Page and another pea-brain, well-meaning, useful idiot, doesn't even know she's working for global Nazis, putting out, oh my gosh, we've had droughts and tornadoes and volcanoes and it's the carbon dioxide, help me. The Earth has always had disasters. Pompeii in Rome, thousands of years ago, destroying whole cities. Now, there's also weather modification going on. They've declassified it is going on a geopolitical level, a global level. They call it It's not terraforming because our planet's already alive. They call it geoengineering. And they've got Pentagon reports that are declassified that they're engaged in it. So there is a lot of weird stuff going on, but there's always weird stuff going on. The point is, paying Al Gore money isn't going to save you. And the people running all this are a bunch of hypocrites. I mean, literally, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, who all funded Hitler, this is their eugenics movement, and they told us they would develop this plan more than 80 years ago, and they've done it. They're teaching you to hate yourselves. I've got a new video going up on Infowars.com in the next 20 minutes that counters these people, titled Global Parasites Want the World to Themselves. Or is it Elite Parasites Want the World to Themselves? I forget the headline I gave due, but that'll be up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But here is just one of the fear-mongering TV ads, and they got radio ads running everywhere that
global warming's real. Pay the Rothschilds the money. They want to save you. Here it is.
No, solving the climate crisis is a great opportunity.
I thought it was warming.
Jobs, make our communities healthier.
Oh,
protect
jobs.
Protect our future generations and save the planet.
They admit it's post-industrial.
We're already seeing the impacts of climate change.
Oh, yeah.
Look at the floods this summer in Pakistan.
Oh, no.
Look at what happened in the Gulf of Mexico. A clear cost of our dependency on dirty energy. I'm tired of waiting around and listening to politicians argue. They need to stop talking and start working.
I want to put eugenics into place.
Together, we can show how it's done.
Yes.
This October 10th, join millions of people around the world for 10-10-10. Global work
party. Oh, look at the children.
On that day, people all over the world will be getting to work on climate solutions. For example, in Pakistan, a group of women are going to teach each other how to use solar stoves. Or in Japan, sumo wrestlers are going to bicycle to practice. I'd love to see that. We want to
that's enough. I can't handle it anymore. They take all these things like turn your lights off tonight or conserve or solar stoves, things that sound reasonable. But the agenda is carbon taxes, a billion dead in the next decade conservatively in the third world. And let me give you a little newsflash. They told the third world we're going to cut the funding of the West and give you the money. And when they finally got the treaty, 2 years ago at Copenhagen, it was right at double the taxes on the third world that they'd put on the West. This is a death sentence. This is to destroy industrialization of the third world that would actually handle people having, quote, too many children. Once you industrialize, on average, you have 1.5 children for every two adults. That's not even replacement rate. The West is dying, falling apart all over Europe, the U.S., Japan. They're not replacing their children, nobody to pay for the Social Security. This is the eugenics culture of death with lots of young, well-meaning actresses out there telling you how great it is, beating you over the head with it. And when soccer star David Beckham has a fourth child, they lecture us all day about how evil he is. And the very groups lecturing him have more kids than he does. They're greedy scum teaching you to hate yourself and turning the military-industrial complex against humanity. They make death and losing and civilization falling apart sexy. It's pure garbage. And I declare war on these filth, and you should as well. For the full radio audience, that's it for the transmission. See you back tomorrow live, 11 a.m. Central. I'm going to come back. Doing a little bonus 5 minutes. Wanted to take your calls. Sorry to get to you earlier. Dolan in Oklahoma, you're on the air. Welcome.
This is Dolan.
Yes, Dolan. Welcome.
I want you to know that I'm not a slave. And I had this encounter about 15 years ago of this whippersnapper from Texas. I don't know who he is. Some guy named Alex Jones who completely has turned me around. I want to thank you.
Well, thank you, sir. It's good to be a whippersnapper. Now, are you an extremist that believe the sun affects the Earth's climate?
I believe the sun heats Earth. And about 15 years ago, Alex, I was here in Oklahoma. I looked up at my blue sky, and all I seen was trails across the sky. And I thought, what in the is that?
They now admit the total weather manipulation globally. They just admit it, but it's not a big issue. It's just, we admit we're doing it. It's secret. Just enjoy it. And by the way, take your vaccines.
I don't take their vaccines. I don't take nothing they give me. But isn't it funny now that, Alex, what I've noticed, I'm looking at my sky today. I've looked at it for the last week. I haven't seen one of those things in the air. What did they do, ground all the airplanes?
I got to tell you, in the last year or so, Even though they announced they were going to increase them in their, quote, geoengineering testing, the White House science czar said, I've seen less chemtrails generally, but then when they are doing them, they're more intense. And it's generally when a weather system's coming in, you know, they fly in and block the weather system.
I've watched that. Alex, I called you for another reason. Did you see the article on Rand Paul in American Free Press, June 13th?
No, but I know the Southern Poverty Slime Center has come out and demonized him.
I tell you, this really hit me hard. It says here, Rand Paul ran afoul of the Libertarian supporters recently when he stated on neoconservatives on Hannity's radio show that anyone in the United States who attends a controversial speech in this country should be arrested and deported. Not surprisingly, Hannity did not disagree with Rand's attack on Americans' First Amendment right to assemble and hear free speech.
Wait a minute. He might have been being sarcastic. I mean, that would be political suicide. I'll have to look into that. What was the headline on the article, and I'll look it up.
Page 8 of June 13th and 20th, American Free Press.
No, I know that, but what's the headline?
Rand Paul advocates deportation, prison, for radical thinkers. That's on the headline of his little article. And on the front of the page, it says, Bilderbergers meet in secret.
Rand Paul advocates deportation for what?
Deportation, prison, for radical thinkers. You know, when I read this, I about fell out of the chair because, you know, his father is a Mason. That bothers me.
Well, number one, Ron Paul is not a Mason. I mean, number one, I'm not Catholic. I'm not even saying that's a bad thing, but people say I'm a Vatican ninja. People also, say a lot of other things, say I'm, live in Israel, never been to Israel. People make up a lot of stuff, but Ron Paul is not a Mason from the research I've done. Here's Salon. Rand Paul, deport the Tea Partiers. And I would imagine this was some type of flippant comment because it sounds like one. I mean, that would be Rand Paul's really smart, 100% First Amendment. Tea Party Senator Rand Paul says he supports free speech, but does he actually think his own supporters jailed for sedition? And a stupid economist ad just popped up in front of it. And I'll have to look into this and cover it more. Paul is mostly good on civil liberties, but he was one of a few senators to oppose the extension of the Patriot Act. See? And he goes on, but on Sean Hannity's radio show last Friday, Paul announced his support for the deportation of Tea Partiers. I'm not for profiling people on the floor, color of skin, or on their religion, but I would take to account that they've been traveling, and perhaps you might have to indirectly take into account whether or not they've been going into radical political speeches by religious leaders. It would be that they are Islamic, but if someone is attending speeches for someone who is promoting the violent overthrow of our government, that's really an offense that should be going after. They should be deported. So he's talking about, I think, foreigner Muslims saying overthrow the U.S. government. And that, so I'm going to have to look more into this. I don't know what people are talking about.
We are on the march. The empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
See, it's happening right now. I was going to do a few minutes extra overdrive to take some calls. And then a caller, that's why I love taking calls, brings up an issue I didn't know about. During the break, I went and looked it up. We're going to play the audio here in a moment. Rand Paul, deport the Tea Partiers. And the fella called in with a similar headline. That's not exactly what he said, but I disagree with what he did say. Even though it's a very short clip and I've got to do some more research, it doesn't sound good. And I've seen him stand up against the Patriot Act, stand up against the wars, the debt ceiling. He's done everything he said he would do, and I've been very pleased. But this is not something you hear Ron Paul say. The Kentucky senator calls for those who attend radical political speeches to be jailed. That's the Salon headline, and I didn't know about this. This happened... a few weeks ago. This happened back in, actually back in June. So, and when you actually get the quote, he was saying, it wouldn't be that they're Islamic, but if someone is attending speeches from someone who is promoting the violent overthrow of the government, that's really an offense that we should be going after. going after, they should be deported or put in prison. Now, wait a minute. If you're saying we should throw all the bums out, we have a criminal government occupying us, and if the government continues to stomp on our liberties, it's our right, our duty to remove that government and institute a new one. And that's Declaration of Independence. And he needs to clarify himself on this. And then, of course, they go on to say, oh, if they want the violent overthrow of the government, well, then lock up all Tea Party rally attendees. So it's bad enough to say arrest somebody who calls for the violent overthrow of the government. I mean, if you say the government's corrupt, we have a right to, you know, defend our liberties, and if this government gets pushy, we have a right to do that physically. That's 1776. And, you know, we've had discussions about when is the proper time for that. There's no doubt it's our right and duty and freedom if we decide that that's the time under the Declaration of Independence. If you don't believe in that, you don't believe in the Declaration of Independence and July 4th. I mean, that's why we have July 4th, 1776. So read the Declaration of Independence. And but continuing here, to say that people that are attending, what if you're just walking down the mall at the there in D.C. and you hear a speech and some type of radical speaker, whether they're Muslim, Christian, whatever the case is, atheist, and they talk about the government keeps getting pushy, we're going to have 1776 and go to the cartridge box. You know, if you heard somebody hypothetically say that, would everyone there be arrested and deported? That's a dangerous talk. Now, this is only 38 seconds long, and it's from Think Progress, which has been George Soros funded in my research. So I've got to find out more and try to find the original archive of this back in June to see if this is accurate, because I've had different groups edit together what I've said before. So but we'll have to investigate this. But since the guy brought it up, we're discussing it. Let's go ahead and play that clip.
Now you've set yourself up to be called a bigot because now you want to profile people at the airport.
Well, no,
you can't win, Rand. I mean, they've got an answer for everything.
But here's the thing, Sean, is I'm not for profiling people on the color of their skin or on their religion, but I would take into account where they've been traveling, and perhaps you might have to indirectly take into account whether or not they've been going to radical political speeches by religious leaders, but it wouldn't be that they are Islamic. But if someone is attending speeches from someone who is promoting the violent overthrow of our government, that's really an offense that we should be going after. They should be deported or put in prison.
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Jaron was popping in my ears saying chickens come home to roost, and I... Oh, Obama... And Reverend Wright, and Reverend Wright's chicken comes home to roost speech. Now I remember that. Absolutely. So are we saying deport not or arrest Reverend Wright, but also Obama? Or I've heard, that's a good point, Jaron. Now, I do hear the context now. They're talking about TSA. They're talking about profiling at airports. And they're talking about should it go into account that if somebody is part of a group basically calling for violence, and he's implying outside groups. But we'll have to get a clarification. I bet there's a clarification, because if I missed this in the last month, I'm sure this has already been debated. See, folks, that's why your calls are important. Your emails are important. We miss a lot of things. A lot of times I get an email or I see a comment on my website, Infowars.com. Why haven't you covered this, Alex? You're covering it up. And I cover it that day because you told me about it. I mean, I'm not omnipresent. I don't know what my children are doing right now with my wife. I mean, I don't know what folks in the back of the office are doing. I'm glad the caller brought that up. But let me hear that clip one more time, because I want to hear it, and I wish I had it in full context. This is with You're a Great American, Sean Hannity. Being sarcastic, he always says, you're a great American. Here it is.
Now you've set yourself up to be called a bigot because now you want to profile people at the airport.
Well, no,
you can't win, Rand. I mean, they've got an answer for everything.
But here's the thing, Sean, is I'm not for profiling people on the color of their skin or on their religion, but I would take into account where they've been traveling, and perhaps you might have to indirectly take into account whether or not they've been going to radical political speeches by religious leaders, but it wouldn't be that they are Islamic. But if someone is attending speeches from someone who is promoting the violent overthrow of our government, That's really an offense that we should be going after. They should be deported or put in prison.
Yeah, no, he's talking now. Clearly that context was about Muslim, quote, extremist. He's talking about people coming into the country and profiling and deporting them if they're calling for violence. And I'm sure when I do find his clarification, because I'm sure this was a big issue that we missed, that that's what he meant by it. But it's still doesn't pass the smell test, does it? So I will have to look into that. I got time to jam in a few more calls, but really quick, folks. I'd love to talk for hours, but I've got to get in there and work on the new TV show. I've got to get in there and work on all the other stuff we're doing. I got to get this stuff honchoed. Let's talk to Matthew in Tennessee. Matthew, what do you think of that clip you just heard?
Oh, man, there's all sorts of stuff that you can hear that's people trying to be politically correct, people trying to say the right thing without saying the right thing.
Yeah. What'd you call about?
Well, we got three issues that we could potentially get to, but maybe not enough time. Issue number one, the resistance. Many people have recognized that the Republic has fallen. They feel isolated. They feel frustrated. One way to contact other people in the resistance, wear an InfoWars t-shirt. Wear an InfoWars t-shirt. Talk to people. Form the resistance cells. Number two tactic for the resistance. Contact people currently in the military by writing to them. There is a great fear amongst those who are in the hierarchy that the United States military will not turn on the United States people. Number two, the eugenics war. In the eugenics war, we've seen this going on for a long time, since the days of Noah. One of the things that we know is that when you manipulate the genome, it degrades. We found that with Dolly the sheep. Even with an identical genome, it degrades. Now, let us consider that the manipulation of the genome has happened on this planet before with what you had referenced earlier, the sons of God. Not the sons of Adam, sons of God. Interpret it as you will. They are not around right now, but we have a record of them as the giants. What I am postulating is that when you see people who are designed with blonde hair and blue eyes, when the genome is corrupted, if you can get the corruption attached to a recessive trait, then you can breed out that recessive trait by breeding it with dominant traits. So if you have a corrupted genome that has a quality that you like intelligence, breed it with someone with blonde hair and blue eyes and other recessive traits. When you breed that person with another person with dominant traits, you can breed out the corrupted traits. Number three, what does God say about global warming? And the fourth angel poured out his bowl on the sun, and the sun was given power to scorch people with fire, and they were seared with intense heat.
Yeah, but the Bible says the sun heats the earth. Modern scientists have disproven that. The sun does not heat the earth, according to Al Gore and the UN.
Well, and not only that, but we know from the Bible that they refuse to repent and glorify him, meaning if you have the spirit of Antichrist, you worship man and not God. So if you worship man and not God, and God is causing the global warming, the spirit of Antichrist will compel you to blame global warming on man.
All right. Listen, I appreciate your call. I want to jam in one more. I'm sorry to Keller, Matt, and John. JC in New Mexico, you're our tail gunner, taking us out.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
I'm good, my friend.
Excellent. I just have a real quick question because, you know, I've been a longtime fan, first-time caller. I've listened to you, however, for, you know, the last couple of years. I've seen a lot of your research. I think you're doing an incredible job spreading the real information out there, you know, the info war going on and everything. But I do have one question because even though I've listened to you, you know, great, you know, coverage on everything, I want to know what is your mission? What is your purpose for having your show been on for a long, long time now, having millions and millions of people who listen to your show and can do positive things with your information? But what is your mission? What do you want to, you know, accomplish in the next, you know, 5 years? Because this window of time we have is,
you know, it's funny. I had an hour-long meeting yesterday with some of my crew about codifying our principles and really stating them simply and then hammering them every day, especially on the upcoming TV show, so people simply know what we stand for. But it's really simple at the end of the day. I believe in humanity. I believe in people having knowledge and not perishing, whether it's economically, physically, spiritually. And so I'm here to cover the hypocrisy, cover the corruption, cover history, and point out how we're distracted. But knowing that there are going to be great leaders and people out there in society who are in the system, who are outside of the system, who will recognize what's happening, I'm here to break the compartmentalization. I'm here to get people to see outside the little fake boxes they've been put in, and to encourage other media people. I mean, most media folks you see out there fighting the New World Order now, they'll say they were inspired by Alex Jones. Most people you talk to will say Alex Jones was the first person who woke me up. There were many people that helped wake me up. But I have, except for maybe a Ron Paul, had the greatest effect. And so that's my mission, is just to simply point out what's happening. We'll be back after this break with retransmission. See you back tomorrow live, 11 a.m. Central.